the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Yes, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
That is the president remarking. I need a moment. I need a moment about just to deal with his soundbite for just a second, because the irony of it, I'm overwhelmed, guys. Can someone help me sit down? I'm overwhelmed. I need help to sit. I need help. Marty, help me ease in this chair, please. Thank you. I need a moment. I need a moment after that soundbite. He said this yesterday. He doesn't care because, guys, he's all about protecting his legacy right now. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. I just want to lay that on the table for you. Imagine you're at my house, right? And we're having a dinner party, okay? I love pretend. All right, so imagine you're all at my house. Yay, yay, yay. So instead of driving in your car or sitting in your cubicle or doing whatever it is that you do, you're all at my house, right? So I'm just going to lay that audio soundbite on the table for you as, like, let's say it's an hors d'oeuvre, right? What's your favorite hors d'oeuvre? I love a good shrimp cocktail. It's delicious. I love some good breaded stuff, some stuffed mushrooms. Yes, also delicious. Producer Kane, give me an hors d'oeuvre that you like.
Oh, geez, hors d'oeuvre, man. I don't know. I like chicken wings so good that I use that as an hors d'oeuvre. Why do you look at me like
as
that?
As an hors d'oeuvre?
Why not?
Marty, give me associate producer Marty there in D.C. Marty likes pigs in a blanket. Okay, all right. So imagine that little tasty little soundbite right there. I'm going to lay that on the table for you. It's like I just came out of my kitchen with a platter, and I'm going to set it on my dining room table. What is that, Dana? That's some pigs in a blanket. I bring out some hors d'oeuvres for you. Ooh, Dana, we love pigs in a blanket. You're welcome. I know. Welcome to my house. We're having a little dinner party. I'm going to bring out, here's a shrimp cocktail. Ooh, I love shrimp cocktail. What are those, jumbo shrimp? They are. Oh, gosh, they're so great. I got them at the version of Whole Foods that we have here. It's like going into a third world country. It's amazing. So what else do we have? Oh, Kane's chicken wings, right? It's great. So that's just your hors d'oeuvre. That's your little hors d'oeuvre, right? Mmm. So here's the rest of it. So now I'm going back in my kitchen. I know you're like, Dana, this is probably going to be really good. I know. I agree with you. I've been working on this all day. So I go back in my kitchen, and I'm going to bring out, now we've all finished the hors d'oeuvres. We've all had that little soundbite of Barack Obama saying the Republican nominee is unfit for the presidential office. So now I go back into my kitchen. It's time for the main course. What are we having? What's a good main course? I love pulled pork. with pickles. I mean, I'm just saying. Or some brisket, Kane. Producer Kane, give me a good main course.
Yeah,
give me a good
brisket
main course.
Would have been my choice. Or roast, some sort of roast.
Yeah, Marty out in D.C. Give me a good entree. What's your main entree? Like when you sit down and you're gonna like ribs. Scrabble. Why is everything? Did she say scrabble? You're fired. Something that you really enjoy. All my choices are barbecue. Maybe, I don't know, that just a good, maybe you like a crab mac and cheese.
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak?
I'm from Philly, cheesesteak.
He's from Philly. Okay, so all right. Well, it's better than scrapple. All right, so, I bring out cheesesteak sandwiches. Okay, so I'm coming out of my kitchen. Here's the main entree. Ooh, here it is. Report. The U.S., that's us, by the way. Isn't that convenient how whenever we see U.S. shortened, oh, it's us. Sent $400 million in cash to Iran as American detainees were freed. What? Do you like this main entree? Yeah. You like it? I mean, it's kind of horrific. It says they were freed. That's because President Obama, the Obama administration, secretly organized an airlift of $400 million of cash to Iran that coincided with the January release of four Americans detained in Tehran, according to U.S. and European officials and congressional staff briefed on the operation afterward. Wooden pallets, seriously, this sounds like Dumbo drop. Wooden pallets stacked with euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies were flown into Iran on an unmarked cargo plane, according to these officials. The U.S. procured the money from the central banks of the Netherlands and Switzerland. Now, this is, they're paying them as the, now we knew that there was a $1.7 billion settlement that the administration reached with Iran because they are mad. Because we are paying Iran, and instead of us setting terms of the deal, we're actually literally giving. So I hope that you guys know how many people, how many months into the year do people work just to pay their what they owe to the federal government, to the Department of the Treasury for that highway robbery? How much is that? Like,
oh my gosh,
3 months out of the year or something?
At least 3 months.
Okay, so you just gave all that money to Iran. Yay! Oh wait, you're not happy? But you gave your fair share to Iran. Oh yeah, so there's your main course. So, and I hope you enjoyed the dinner event at my home. There, that's the main course right there. So this is why everybody hates everything. It is yesterday I really did hate everything. Today I'm just, huh. And Kane asks a very good question. What happened if we do not negotiate with terrorists? Well, Kane, that's very simple. The Obama administration, as you know, in all of their wisdom, yea, for they do not negotiate with terrorists, but lo, instead they payeth them. They pay the terrorists, Producer Kane. They pay them now.
Yes.
That's not negotiating.
Oh, that's exactly what I mean. I mean, that's the thing. No one's negotiated. And
so
by the way,
he's keeping good on his promise to not negotiate. He's just paying them.
So
big difference, you guys. Come on. You guys are jerks. You guys are racist.
If he thinks this is a great idea, then why didn't he come out and brag about this great idea in January when this all went down? So, I mean, because you thought it was a great idea
to
do it.
Well, to play devil's advocate, they briefed the press on January 19th where they said that they're beginning this settlement. It's about a $1 billion settlement. And so some of that money came out of the $1 billion settlement. So some of the people who are desperate to defend the Lightbringer's legacy, they are trying to say, oh, it wasn't secret, you guys, because he said it was part of his settlement. And I'm sure that you guys really understand. And somebody told me, Ellis on Twitter said, this is the worst dinner party ever. Well, it's just,
right.
You know what? That's too bad for you.
I'm hoping for no dessert.
But I'm sure it's a total coincidence. Do you guys believe in coincidences? What's that one song, that old song about disco and magic? What is it? Miracles. I believe in miracles.
Oh,
it's like that. Do you believe in miracles? It's a miracle. That's a total coincidence that these four Americans, they were released right after he gave them $400 million of our cash money. Like literally gave them cash money on a wooden pallet. It wasn't a silver platter. It was a wooden pallet, but, you know, for all intents and purposes.
But from mid-January till just a couple months ago, people were criticizing him for not doing anything about those captured Americans.
Yeah.
And they had already paid them. I don't. This is what. This isn't good. So good.
How many scientists do you think, how many nuclear scientists can Iran buy with $400 million? Ooh.
In that area, quite a bit.
A lot. They can buy a lot. How many, like, centrifuges and other nuky stuff can they buy with $400 million? Forgive me, I'm not a scientist, oh ye Twitter warrior scientist people.
Now that they have the green light, a ton, literally.
Gosh, don't you feel great that you helped this country climb into the new century with nukes? You know, I mean, they hate us, and they call us the great Satan. It's like handing a knife to somebody that wants to stab you, you know? Like, I will kill you! I'm going to kill you and stab you in your head! Oh, here's $400 million. Yeah, let's maybe not do that. Can we pay you to not? Can we pay you to like us? This administration is like the dork at recess with the rich parents who thinks that he can just buy everybody's favor. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's him. Like, when you think about it, Lex Luthor was a dork that nobody loved. And so he tried to buy influence. And when he couldn't do it, he tried to buy influence through fear. And that's kind of, they're doing that with all y'all's money. So we got a lot to get into. By the way, the hell, North Korea. Short stack gun there got himself a missile. Oh, did you not hear about this? Oh, the world, guys, is a total poonami. Wait till I tell you this story. Go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, I don't know what he does down there. Like, what does he do down there? What he does, he's always gone down there, doing things. I don't know, and getting weird haircuts. So, a short stack down in North Korea decides he's going to throw a missile over to Japan. They have been raining hell on the ocean floor, guys, for a long time now. So the U.S. and Japan have called an emergency United Nations meeting on North Korea. Why? Well, because Pyongyang decided to launch a ballistic missile, and it, for the first time, guys, it finally reached Japanese waters. Finally reached it. They all high-fived each other when it crashed into the ocean floor, like still...
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Live from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball, our third to last game of the year. And it's going to be the Reading Colt 45's hosting the Shasta County Sun Devils, an all-star team. Our first game against the Sun Devils, we'll play them on Friday as well. Reading Tigers last night and tomorrow, so an all-Northern California showcase here. Brandon Lupton, the Shasta College Knight, going to be your starting pitcher. Pre-game festivities brought to you here by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? First pitch here from Lupton is fouled out of play. Leading off for the Sun Devils. Get to those lineups here in just one moment. 0-1 pitch now from Lupton. Fouled out of play. 0-2 now. Defense looked like this on the left side. It's the law firm of Taylor and Taylor. Jake at third. Zach at short. Out at second, it's Noah Ferguson over at first base. Sean Sutton. Defense right to left. Hunter Heath in right. Chandler Anderson in center. Max Modest in left. 0-2 pitch. A fastball high and away. 1-2 now. Doing the catching tonight is Reading native Zach Trueblood. And your DH is Cal Baptist outfielder D.J. Porter. Here's the 1-2. And a slider, he got him, called strike three, and there's one down. So one strike out here for Lupton. Making his 13th appearance on the year, ninth start in 53 and two-thirds innings. He's got a 24 earned runs for a 4.02 ERA, 5-2 on the season. One out, nobody on here, and this one's fouled back to the screen. Dominic Tating, the center fielder. Will bat second here. Called strike there, and it is a quick 0-2. So Drew Battles led off, followed by Dominic Tating. number six. Fastball up high. 1-2. And he fires that ball, is chopped foul. Count remains 1-2 here. This portion of the show brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Cool 45s. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Our thanks to all our friends out there for making 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. Another 1-2 pitch forthcoming from Lupton. Good curveball there down to third. He just barely gets a piece of it. Fouls it away. Count remains 1-2 now. Swing and a miss, and two strikeouts here to start the game for Lupton. One looking, one swinging. And with two outs, there's nobody on here for Drew Battles. Correction, that's Drew Battles. So we'll get you that, who that leadoff hitter is. Lineup here that I was given, not accurate. First pitch is down the dirt, 1-0 here from Lupton. Called strike of the knees, 2-1 now. Battles the beer batter here tonight. Dollar off beers for all fans here at Tiger Field should he strike out for the rest of the top half of the inning and the bottom half. That's a chopper over to the right side. Sutton's going to take it at first. Flip it over to Lupton covering. 3-1 on the putout. Well played there. And a 1-2-3 inning for the 45s. We head to the bottom of the first in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Cool 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting ready for the bottom of the first here. Cool 45's due up. It's going to be the shortstop, Zach Taylor, leading off. He'll be followed by Hunter Heath, the right fielder, and Jake Taylor at third base. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Sean Sutton will be cleanup man, batting fourth. And playing first base, DJ Porter bats fifth in the DH spot. Chandler Anderson in center field will bat sixth. Max Modest in left field will be the number seven hitter. Zach Trueblood in the squat tonight for Brandon Lupton behind the plate will bat eighth. And Noah Ferguson at second base will hit ninth. First pitch of the at-bat here to Taylor is chopped foul down the right side. 0-1. Jordan Atkins, the right-handed starter here, number nine, for the Shasta County Sun Devils. 7:15 start here tonight. Every seat in the shade. Come down and join us. We're just at the bottom of the first at Tiger Field. Swing and a miss. Tried to hold up on the changeup down in the dirt, but he could not. 0-2 now on Zach Taylor. Taylor last night, 1-for-4 with an RBI single, also scored a run in the 7-1 victory. And that one gets past the catcher there and hits the umpire right in the ankle, and he's going to take a walk. That one looked like it hurt. Count is 1-2. Taylor on the season hitting an even 300, 24-for-80. 14 RBI, 20 runs scored in 27 games coming into tonight. Here's the 1-2 for Matkins. Call, third strike, fastball in the outside corner. Taylor is retired for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. Right fielder has 2 home runs, 13 RBI, and 22 runs scored in 25 games this year. Just our third to last game of the season. Tomorrow night and Friday, our final 2 games. Come down and join us at Tiger Field. 7:15 start times every night. This one is popped up down to the left side. Third baseman's going to take it over near the line, near the outfield grass, and Heath is retired. Pop out to number 5. There's 2 down and nobody on. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Leads the team in hitting with a .378 average. Also second on the team in hitting with 6 home runs to go along with 21 RBI in 24 games. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Taylor watches a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. That's the old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate. 1-1 here. 45-7-1 winners last night over the Reading Tigers. Fantastic start. 3 hits, 1 run allowed by Will Moore out of Taft, California. He picked up his 2nd win of the season. Billy Fogle with 2 innings of shutout relief to close it out. Not a save, but a strong outing nonetheless. That's a called strike there on Taylor. It's 1-2 now. Starter tonight, Brandon Lupton, 5-2. He's going for his team-leading 6th win of the year. He would tie Brett Bove should he reach that number tonight. This one's fouled away, a slider up around the letters, and he fouls it back. 1-2 now. One and two, Atkins winds. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down in the dirt. And they throw over to first to retire him. Called a strikeout and a 2-3 on the putout. 1-2-3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the 2nd of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
First pitch at the top of the second is a ball here to number 21, Connor Flaherty. Get the 4-5-6 hitters for the visiting Shasta County Sun Devils. First game of the year here against the Sun Devils for the 45s. We'll play one more time on Friday. Count is 2-0 now as that one's low. Lupton gets a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Two balls, one strike now. We're scoreless here in the top of the second. Still looking for our first base runner of the night. Both pitchers with a 1-2-3 first. 2-1 pitches high up around the shoulders. And you'll have a hitter's count 3-1 now. Great crowd here down at Tiger Field. Come down and join us just the second inning. This one's fouled off the catcher, Trueblood. It's going to be 3-2. Good cut there on 3-1, but he fouls it back. We'll have our first full count pitch here of the evening. I'd say you can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com, but it's easy to remember. 7:15 tomorrow, 7:15 Friday. That's it. That's a line drive to right. That's going to get past the first baseman, Sutton. And that's our first single here. So Flaherty leads off the second with a single. He's in left field tonight. Due up to 4-5-6 hitters, Flaherty. Santiago Velarde, the first baseman now, bats. He'll be followed by Richie Borges, the DH. Sutton, the first baseman, holds a runner on over there. Middle infielders stay at normal depth. Jake Taylor in on the grass at third, looking for a possible bunt. This ball is skied out to shallow center. Coming in is Chandler Anderson. He settles underneath it and makes the play. Fly out to number 8. One down. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s here on KCNR. We appreciate all our friends over there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. One on, one out now. That's going to bring up the DH, number 11, Richie Borges. And a slider there doesn't quite make it back over the inside corner. Look good from here, but Lupton down 1-0 now. Comes set now, he fires good fastball at the knees there. It's 1-1. Lupton plays his college ball at Shasta right here in Redding. A few local guys here. We got some Simpson Redhawks. Some former Noah Ferguson out at second base, former Shasta Wolf. Zach Trueblood, former Enterprise Hornet, doing the catching tonight. Count is 1-2 as a called strike there at the knees as well. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball in the outside corner and blew it right by him. Third strikeout already through 1-2/3 for Lupton. That'll bring up right fielder Tanner Bloom. Bloom, a left-handed batter here, stands in against the righty Lupton. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on at first. Fastball at the knees, maybe at the thighs there. 0-1. Lupton's had good command here early. That ball is lined out to center field. Anderson on the run. He's not going to get there. That one's going to get down in the gap. He takes it on a two bounces. Comes up firing. They're going to hold the runner there at third. So a two-out double. And there's runners on second and third now. For Mickey Valdez, the third baseman and number 8 hitter here. It's a good piece of hitting there by the left-handed hitting Bloom as he took one on the outside half and just put it right out in the left center field. So Valdez now with runners on second and third and two down. First pitch misses somewhere. I guess we'll say that's high. 1-0. Lupton comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A slider. That one is high. 2-0 now. This one is fouled back out of play. Two balls, one strike now. Two 2-1 pitch is up high. 3-1 now. Doesn't necessarily have to give in to him here with first base open. And the number 9 hitter on deck. That's Ray Guerrero. He's the second baseman for the Sun Devils. 3-1 pitch is up high, and he walked him. So a 5-pitch walk by Lupton, first of the ballgame. We'll load the bases now. For second baseman Ray Guerrero. And a big at-bat here early in the game for the Sun Devils as they try to get on the board first. Upton fires. That's a fastball up high near the shoulders. 1-0. Guerrero hitting left-handed here. Looks at the 1-0 pitch. It's outside from Lupton. 2-0 now, and Trueblood wants to go out and have a word. Single, double, and a walk have loaded the bases here in the top of the second. Guerrero stands back in now. He's ready for the 2-0 pitch. Lupton fires. That one is in there for a strike on the outside corner, 2-1, so good adjustment there. Swing and a miss on another fastball there. He got it right by him, 2-2 now. 2-2, 2 outs here in the top of the second. Still scoreless, but with the bases loaded here for the visiting Sun Devils. 2-2 from Lupton. Outside, and we'll go full. Payoff pitch is a big chopper to third. Jake Taylor comes in, takes another big hop, and makes a good throw to first. That'll end the inning. So Lupton loads the bases but dances out of it. We head to the bottom of the second. Still score this year. Listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. 45's getting ready to take their at-bats in a scoreless tie. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters, Sean Sutton, DJ Porter, and Chandler Anderson in that order. Your first baseman, DH, and center fielder, respectively, tonight. First pitch from Atkins is popped up on the infield. It's going to be actually taken in the short outfield grass there behind second base by Guerrero. Sutton retired on one pitch, call it a pop out to number 4. That'll bring up DJ Porter, the DH. Drove in the first run of the ballgame last night with an RBI single in the first. Finished 1-for-3 with a stolen base and a walk. And one RBI. One out, nobody on here. Adkins in the windup, he fires. That's a slider outside. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Our thanks to all the good folks out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. That's a ball driven deep to left field. That ball is back. Way back. It's off the base of the wall. Porter headed towards second. It's going to be a play at second base, and he slides in there. A one-out double as Porter just about put that one out of here. Bounces off the base of the wall and left on a line drive shot. And the Cal Baptist DH tonight is in scoring position with one down for Chandler Anderson. Porter with his team leading 13th double on the season. That'll bring up Anderson, hitting 351, 15 RBI and 11 runs scored in 20 games. Looking for RBI number 16 here. In the person of DJ Porter out there at second base. Atkins now in the stretch for the first time tonight. Comes set, now he checks the runner out at second. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Anderson watches the strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here in Redding, California. All of us enjoying Colt 45's baseball here in the shade at Tagger Field. Bottom of the second, one out. That's a line drive to left. That's a single by Anderson. He went down and golfed that one into left field. Porter's going to hold up at third. Anderson now sprinting towards second as the throw gets all the way into the catcher. Heads up base running there by the Utah Ute as he takes a free 90 feet. It'll be a single and an advance to a second on the throw. Runners on second and third now. Still only one out. That's going to bring up left fielder Max Modeste. Modeste hitting 269 on the season, one home run, three RBI. Also scored nine times in 14 games. And that's a ground ball to second. That's going to get Porter home. 4-3 on the putout. Modeste is retired, but it's 1-0 Redding Colt 45s. So he does his job there. RBI ground out for Modeste. Porter comes around to score. Anderson over to third. The runner on third with two down now for Zach Trueblood. Trueblood, your catcher tonight, formerly of Enterprise High School, wearing the black and gold of the 45s now. Should he reach, he'll be followed by former Shasta Wolf, Noah Ferguson, the second baseman hitting ninth tonight. First pitch is a called strike here to Trueblood, 0-1. 45's on the board here first in the bottom of the second. It's 1-0. Trying to put up a crooked number here with Anderson at third and two down. That's a hard hit ground ball to the left side and deep in the hole, it's short. Long throw to first, and Trueblood beats it out. Good hustle there by the catcher. An RBI infield single. Anderson scores. It's 2-0 Redding. Would have been an incredible play for the shortstop Battles. But just too long a throw, and Trueblood beats it out. So runner on first now with two down for Noah Ferguson. Down at Butte College, the former Shasta Wolf playing second base tonight. That's a line drive in the left center field. That's going to get down in the gap. Headed towards third base is Trueblood. Ferguson rounding first, headed towards second. That's where the throw is going to come in. He will head back, so that'll be a single into the gap. Nice piece of hitting there by Ferguson. Not wasting any time. Takes the first pitch he sees and deposits it in left center. And that'll turn it over to the top of the lineup. Zach Taylor now, the seventh man to bat in the inning for the 45s. He had an RBI single last night. So Trueblood the catcher over at third. Ferguson over at first. Atkins in the stretch. Now he comes set. Taylor watches one down in the dirt. 1-0. So a one-out rally here as Porter had a one-out double followed by a single by Anderson. RBI ground out by Modeste. And then consecutive singles by Trueblood and Ferguson. Trueblood drove in a run as well to make it 2-0 here. That's a line drive up the middle, and it's going to be taken on one hop by the shortstop. He'll step on second to end the inning, call it a 6 unassisted fielder's choice. But two runs home here for the 45s. We head to the top of the third, 2-0 Redding. You're listening to the Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Brandon Lupton getting ready to start his third inning of work here. He's been staked to a 2-0 lead by his teammates. Two runs in the bottom of the second, courtesy of RBIs by Max Modeste and Zach Trueblood. The 45% seven men to the plate in that second inning. It's going to be the top of the lineup here in the third for the Sun Devils. Shasta County Sun Devils against your Redding Colt 45s. It's Mitchell Menz, the catcher, 0-for-1. Pops this one up behind first base, and giving good chase there is Noah Ferguson. Loses his hat, but he's unable to catch as that one's in no man's land down the right field line. It'll be strike one, 0-1 here. Menz struck out looking to open the game, 0-for-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 0-1 pitch is a slider, just a bit low. 1-1 now. It'll be Menz hitting and battles. That's a bunt attempt going to be foul down the right side. 1-2 now. Lupton with three strikeouts through the first two innings. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Another slider down away. Good take there by Menz. On a pitcher's pitch, it's 2-2 now. Called third strike, and for the second time in as many at-bats, he's caught looking. One out here in the first. On this day in baseball history, 1989, the Cincinnati Reds set a major league record for the most hits in the first inning of a game with 16 as they score 14 runs at Riverfront Stadium off the Houston Astros. The half of the inning lasts 38 minutes. Reds eventually won that game 18-2. First pitch is fouled back here. 0-1 to Tating. 14 runs in the first inning. Makes the rest of the game a little anticlimactic. I'm thinking of that from the broadcasting angle. Hard to find things to talk about when it's that far out of reach. That one's down in the dirt there from Lupton, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the third. Come down and join us. Just two games left after tonight, our third to last game. This is game 43 of 45. 7:15 starts tomorrow and Friday. And then that's it. That's a line drive out of play. 1-2 now. It's been a dream come true being able to call these Colt 45s games for you. Every pitch for you here on KCNR 1460. We've made two trips over to Humboldt. When it's all said and done, we'll have done 40 home games here at Tiger Field against a myriad different teams, all-star teams from Seattle all the way down to Southern California. It's been great watching these phenomenal athletes from all over the country show what they can do. Here's a 2-2 pitch, and that's a chopper slowly hit to short. Taylor coming in, charges it at shortstop, and a strong throw over to first makes It looks easy. Taylor, who had the defensive play of the year last night on a great barehand play at short, flashes the leather again here. And there's two down. Score that 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Drew Battles. He grounded out to first his first time. Battles, the shortstop, number 7. Watches the first one down low, 1-0. That's a ground ball up the middle. Moving to his left now is Taylor, and he makes it look easy. 1-2-3. Go the Sun Devils. We head to the bottom of the third. Reading leading 2-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here, Reading Colt 45's due up. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters. Hunter Heath will start the inning off and watch a ball up high, 1-0. Hunter Heath, Jake Taylor, Sean Sutton in that order. 1-0 pitch here from Adkins. Down low, 2-0 now. Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist. 0-for-1 here so far tonight. 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. Also stole a base. 2-0 pitch. Up high and away. Easy take there. It's 3-0 now. Here's the 3-0 now. That's in there for a strike of the knees. 3-1. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Dusk fast approaching. 45's leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Trying to extend that lead. Swing and a miss by Heath on 3-1. Right side of the infield moved over in an exaggerated shift. But the left side at pretty much normal depth, so they're giving him the middle of the field, infield-wise, and they're giving him the right center field gap. Full count pitch now to Heath. And that one is a curveball that's up and in. And he walked him, so good at-bat there to lead off the inning. He draws a full count walk. Now bringing up number 3 hitter, Jake Taylor. Taylor 0-for-1 on the inning. Adkins now in the stretch, fires. First pitch is... They picked him off first base. A snap throw down there at first by Menz. And caught leaning the wrong way was Hunter Heath. That'll be the first out of the inning. Heads up play there by the catcher, Mitchell Menz, for the Sun Devils. So Adkins will go back to the windup here. County's 1-0. Taylor watches one outside. 2-0 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Cool 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds. Our thanks to all our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser here in Reading. 2-0. That ball has popped up into shallow left field. Moving out as the shortstop. Now he's going to be called off by the left fielder. And that's the second out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 7. Taylor is retired. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. He popped out in the second inning. He's 0-1. Get you some scores from around the league. A's leading the Angels in Anaheim there. That's in the third inning. Kendall Graveman with the start tonight for Oakland. San Francisco tied up 4-4 in the 12th inning in Philadelphia. Johnny Cueto had the start here tonight. Gave up 4 runs in 7 innings. 7 plus, I should say. And a curveball there misses to Sutton, 1-0. Pitch here from Atkins. High and away, 2-0 now. Should Sutton reach, it'd be DJ Porter up next. He doubled off the wall his first time. Came around to score the first run of the ball game in the second inning. That one is in there for a strike. On the low outside corner, looked like it might have been at the shins, but it's a called track 2-1. Sutton, the all-whack first baseman from Seattle University, watches a 2-1. That one is a ball, 3-1. Catcher can't believe it. Held his glove there for a good second and a half, 2 seconds to let the umpire be sure about that one. That might have been a little bit of a makeup call for the last called strike. 3-1 now, hitter's count on Sutton. And that one's low and in. He walked him, so a two-out walk. And Porter will bat now. With a runner on first. Porter and Anderson, first two hits of the ball game for the 45s last inning. A double and a single. Both eventually scored. Porter the DH tonight. He was in left field last night. He's also played some first base here for the 45s this summer. Called strike there at the knees, 0-1. Atkins in the stretch now. He comes set. Looks over at Sutton at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Porter. And that one's inside, 1-1. Bad news for Dodgers fans. Clayton Kershaw been moved to the 60-day DL. That's in addition to Yasiel Puig being sent down to AAA to be the most expensive minor leaguer on earth. That's a curveball that misses, 2-1. Still within striking distance of the Giants in the West, though. Both teams making big moves at the deadline to bolster their rosters, especially the pitching contingent. 2-1 pitch to DJ. That one is up around his shoulders. Good take, 3-1. He's got a hitter's count now. Dodgers currently losing 12-2 to the Rockies. That's in the bottom of the eighth in Colorado, so looks like it's going to be second straight win for the Rockies here. 3-1 on Porter. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. That's a line drive to the first, down the right side, and it's into right field. Sutton keeps on going. He's not going to stop till he gets to third. Nice piece of hitting there by DJ Porter as he takes the pitch on the outside half and lines it right past the first baseman into right field. So DJ's 2-for-2 tonight. A double and a single and runners on the corners with two outs now for Anderson. Two-out rally here for the 45s in the third. Anderson had a solid single to left field, putting it in the six hole there between the shortstop and the third baseman in the second inning. Fifth man to bat here in the inning. 45 since 7 to the plate last night. That one's down in the dirt. Good stop there by Menz, the catcher, to keep it in front of him. 1-0. It'll be Anderson. Should he reach, it'll be Max Modeste next. RBI ground out for Modeste his last time. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Snap throw over to first. Porter dives back head first. He's in there. One-oh pitch. Anderson swinging and a miss on that one down below the knees. One ball, one strike. Atkin comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. That ball is chopped foul. Just a little tip off the end of the bat there. Anderson looking at his bat to make sure it's not broken. Count is 1-2. Well, it wasn't 14 runs in the first like the Reds in 89, but Tampa Bay gets 4 in the first en route to beating Kansas City 12-0 today. Unusual to see Kansas City get beat like that. 1-2 pitch now to Anderson. And a check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. A very close play there. As a pitcher's pitch, good slider down in the dirt. And Anderson thought better of it about halfway through that swing and able to hold up. Count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on the corners here. 45 is leading 2-0 here in the top of the third. Trying to add on against the Shasta County Sun Devils. 2-2. Oh, and that one's up around his letters. He turns away from it. Full count now. So Porter will get a head start over there at first. With a full count and two outs. Runner goes. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. We'll line up and do it again. Anderson sends that one over into the parking lot. And that got somebody's car alarm going over there. Get here early, fans. You get to park further away. The last spots to fill up, the ones right outside the fence here. Another 3-2 pitch. That's a hard hit. Ground ball to short. Up with it and over to first. Anderson hustling all the way down the line. He's out by half a step. Made that play a lot closer than it had any right to be. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fourth. Still 2-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the fourth here, 45's leading 2-0. Brandon Lupton getting ready to start his fourth inning of work. And he'll be facing the 4-5-6 hitters, Connor Flaherty, Santiago Velarde, and Richie Borges. Flaherty, the left fielder, fouled one back. Make it 0-2, and a 1-2-3 strikeout here as it went called strike, foul ball, swinging strike. And as soon as we get back, Lupton's racked up a strikeout. His fourth of the day already here, through 3 1/3. That'll bring up Velarde. He flew out to center his first time over one. Great crowd here at Tiger Field. So we start the top of the fourth. Good slider there from Lupton as he steals strike one. 0-1. That's a slider that low and in. 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. That one's down in the dirt. 2-1 now. Get you some scores from around the league. Blue Jays over the Astros 3-1. Cardinals over the Reds 5-4. Rays over the Royals 12-0. Tigers over the White Sox 2-1. Hard hit ground ball at second base. Ferguson takes it on two hops, 4-3 on the putout. And there's two down. Richie Borges, the DH, struck out his first time. He'll come up with two out, nobody on. Indians fall to the Twins 13-5. Braves over the Pirates 8-4. Orioles over the Rangers 3-2. Yankees top the Mets in the Subway Series 9-5. Padres beat up on the Brewers 12-3. Nats over the Diamondbacks 8-3. Cubs edge the Marlins 5-4. In a walk-off victory in the bottom of the ninth, they scored three in the ninth to win that game. And the rest of your game still in action, including your Giants and your A's. Giants in extra innings. Swing and a miss there on a 1-0 pitch. First one missed from Lupton. Second one, a challenge fastball right by Borges. 1-1. Lupton winds and fires. That one's fouled out of play. Into the parking lot. 1-2. Really only one stress inning for Lupton thus far. He loaded the bases in the second and danced out of trouble. He's been in good command here all night. 1-2-3 innings in the first and the third. First two batters here were retired in the fourth. 2-2 pitch now. That one is just outside. We'll go full on Borges. The big DH ready now for the full count pitch. Called strike three, and he's struck him out. Second strikeout of the game of Borges, and that'll end the inning. Two strikeouts on the inning for Lupton. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here, 45 is leading 2-0. It's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters, Max Modeste, Zach Trueblood, and Noah Ferguson. Modeste with an RBI ground out his first time. Drove in the first run of the ballgame in the second. First pitch down in the dirt here, 1-0. Between innings, they have the dizzy bat race here. Foul ball down the right side, 1-1. A lot of fun between innings here for the kids. Bring the kids, bring your glove, bring the whole family. Just two games left after tonight here. Time running out here on the Colt 45 season. This is game 43 of 45 on the season. Thursday and Friday, 7:15 p.m. starts our final two games of the year. 1-1 count now on Max Modeste out of Seattle University. That one's a curveball low and in. 2-1 now. and the smoke from the barbecue wafting out into left field now. I can smell the ribs in the tri-tip from here. 2-1 pitch now to Modeste. Swing and a miss. Fastball low and in. Got it underneath his hands. It's 2-2 now. And a big curveball there on 2-2. Modeste out in front, and he chops it foul. Already 5 hits for the 45s here through the first 3 innings. That one misses down low, and then we'll have a full count here to Modeste to lead off the inning. Second baseman playing well over towards the first base side. Playing Modeste to pull. First baseman over toward the line slightly as well. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one is outside, and a good at-bat there by Modeste. He draws the leadoff walk with a full count. That'll bring up Trueblood. RBI single his first time as he had an infield hit deep in the hole at short. Good hustle there to beat it out. He drove in the second run of the ball game in the person of Chandler Anderson. Nobody out, runner on first here. Atkins in the stretch comes set. Here's the first pitch of the at bat to Zach Trueblood. Low and in. 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, imploring you to make a plan to make it home. Proud sponsor of your Colt 45s. Grab some Buds. Proud sponsors. KCNR here. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. This one's down low. 2-0 now. The catcher Menz came up like he was going to fire that one to first. Modeste diving back in, but no throw. 145 already picked off in that fashion earlier this game. So we'll have to respect the arm of the catcher, but Menz back then. That one's down in the dirt now. 3-0 on Trueblood. Already 5 hits and 3 walks for the 45s. 8 base runners here. 2 have come around to score. We're in the bottom of the 4th. And a 4-pitch walk here to Trueblood. So leadoff walks to the first 2 men of the inning. And the 45s have a no-hit rally going. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. He had a solid single to the left center field gap his last time. 1-for-1. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here as a right-hander now is warming up in the pen. Just got up down there for the Sun Devils. Entire infield congregated on the mound there with the manager. '45s winners last night, 7-1. Your co-players of the game. Winning pitcher Will Moore and his battery mate, catcher Ignacio Diaz, who had a 3-run home run. As two pitchers combined to hold the Redding Tigers to just 3 hits and 1 run. So here's Ferguson with runners on first and second, nobody out. Third baseman comes in even with the bag, as does the first baseman, but looking for a possible bunt here. Atkins comes set. First pitch of the bat, he does square around. That one's down in the dirt. 1-0. That one actually in front of the plate. Ferguson pulls the bat back. One-oh pitch here to Ferguson. He squares again and takes low again. 2-0 now. So a full count walk to Modeste, to start the inning. A 4-pitch walk to Zach Trueblood, and now a 2-0 count. So 7 straight balls here by Atkins. throw back to second, and Modeste is back. Shortstop sneaking in behind him there. Giants now have lost the game in the bottom of the 12th to the Phillies. 5-4, George Contos takes the loss for the Giants today. So two tough losses yesterday with Bumgarner starting the game all the way back, only to lose that one, and tonight they lose in extra innings. Having a hard time solving those Phillies so far this week. 2-1 now, as that was a called strike on Ferguson. He squares to bunt again. This one bounces off the plate now. Kicks away, but Menz is right on top of it. 3-1. Ferguson trying to give him an out, but they just won't take it. And he's got a hitter's count now, 3-1. We'll see if manager Greg Catteray wants to keep the bunt on or let him swing away. Zach Taylor on deck. He will bat next. 3-1 pitch to Ferguson. Runner goes from second. That ball is lined down the left field line. Foul. Ferguson got one he liked and just a little bit out in front there. Looks like he broke his bat. He's going to head back to the home dugout and grab another one. So nobody out. Runners on first and second in a full count now for Ferguson. No, with 8 RBI and 11 runs scored in 22 games. Five doubles on the season. Good for fifth on the team. Here's a 3-2 pitch. No, it's going to be a throwback to second, and diving back in is Modeste. A quick spin throw there. They try and pick off the lead runner, but he is back. So 3-2 pitch now to Ferguson. Runner goes from second, and it's a walk. So that one's down in the dirt. Three consecutive walks here to the 7-8-9 hitters to start this inning. And it's going to be Zach Taylor, 0-for-2 so far tonight. Bases loaded with nobody out, and that's going to be it for the starter. Looks like we're going to call in the third baseman to pitch here. Or rather, we're going to move the pitcher to third base and bring in a new pitcher. So we'll take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Serenos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Zach Taylor getting ready to come up here with the bases loaded and nobody out, as all three of the first men to bat in this inning have walked. Modeste, Trueblood, and Ferguson in that order. Modeste walked on a full count pitch, four pitch walk to Trueblood, and a full count walk to Noah Ferguson as well. The new pitcher looks like it's going to be number 16, Jordan Taylor. So the three runners left on base, still the providence of Jordan Atkins, the starter. He went 3+. Atkins with 5 walks and 5 hits allowed, 2 runs. But again, he is responsible for all three runners on base right now. Jordan Taylor, a lefty, north of 6 feet here, is going to face the left-handed hitting Zach Taylor. So lefty versus lefty, Taylor versus Taylor here. as one Jordan relieves another. Starter Atkins unable to find his command here in the fourth. Two left-handed batters due up in a row here. Zach Taylor and then Hunter Heath. Taylor is struck out and grounded out. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's outside for ball 1-0. Taylor not wasting any time. He comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike on the inside corner of the fastball, 1-1. Zach Taylor, 14 RBI on the season, and a good opportunity here with the bases filled with 45s. 1-1 pitch. That one in, hits him on the shoulder, and that's an RBI the hard way as he takes one for the team. Coming around to score is Modeste, and the base is loaded, hit by pitch. Makes it 3-0 Reading. And I don't have the stat here for hit by a pitch, but I'd venture to guess that Zach Taylor leads the team. Yes, he does. 10th hit by pitch on the season for Zach. Not the stat you necessarily want to lead the team in, but helps the old on-base percentage and helps the RBI total here today. And I'll bring up Hunter Heath. First pitch here is a fastball outside for the 45's right fielder. 3-0 here. Nobody out. And the base is loaded in the bottom of the fourth. Jordan Taylor, left-handed reliever, comes set. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. On a fastball on the outside half. 1-1 now. One insurance run already home here on the hit-by-pitch by Zach Taylor. 45's looking to blow this one open here. The 1-1. Slider and a good one there. Drops in for a strike. 1-2 now. Nice sharp break on that one there from Taylor. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Heath. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball away. That's the first out of the inning. The one out now, and Jake Taylor comes up. He's 0-2 tonight. Taylor leading the team and hitting at 368. 6 home runs, 21 RBI, and he's got a golden opportunity here. That one is up and away with a fastball, 1-0. Third baseman playing in on the grass. Middle infielder shading toward the bag for double play depth. Taylor pitching out of the stretch here with the bases loaded. 1-0 pitch to Taylor is a slider down and in. Good pitch there. He swings and misses. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Jake. And a changeup drops right in there on the corner. Good pitch there. Makes it 1-2. So he saved his best pitches here for when he needs them the most. The 1-2. Chopped foul. Down the third base side, looked like another slider down in the dirt there. You can tell that's the pitch he wants to go to on a two-strike pitch, or to get to a two-strike pitch. And always a weapon when you can throw the breaking ball for a strike or for a swinging strike. 1-2 pitch to Taylor, and that one is very high up over his head with the fastball. Perhaps trying to add a little bit on that. It's 2-2 now. Should Taylor reach? It'll be Sean Sutton next. One out here. Here's the 2-2. That ball is popped down the right field line. Should be playable over there at first base. He's going to give chase and slide. And, oh, it glances off his glove as he was sliding past the dugout into the fenced area over there. Good effort by the first baseman, Velarde. Santiago Velarde, the first baseman here for the Sun Devils. Count still 2-2 here. New balls coming in from the bat boy. Big at bat here for the Sun Devils. They're trying to keep this game close. They trail 3-0. Here's a 2-2. That's a foul ball back to the screen. Good hack there by Taylor. Right on that fastball. Sends it back to the screen. It's still 2-2 here. Dusk fast approaching here. We're under the lights at Tiger Field. Got a good one so far. 45's leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Looking for more. Number three hitter, Jake Taylor, the third baseman. Second on the team in RBI. And he swats that one down the line and left. That's going to be a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Zach Taylor going to hold up at second. As the ball is thrown into the infield here. A two-run single there by Taylor, his 22nd and 23rd RBI on the season, and it's 5-0 Reading. Modest and Trueblood both score. Ferguson over to second. And Reading has opened up a little space here. It's now 5-0. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. Sutton has popped out and walked 0-for-1. Both of those at bats against the starter, Adkins. He'll face the lefty Taylor here. So lefty versus lefty. Bases with 2 45s on him, first and second, one down. That's a called strike on the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. .45 starter Brandon Lupton. Going for a sixth win here tonight. He'll come out with at least a 5-run lead in the top of the fifth. And perhaps more as Sutton, ready with the 0-1, is Taylor. And that ball is low and outside with a slider. Did not chase. One ball, one strike. Sutton, who typically shows good patience, took a good pitcher's pitch there. Pitcher steps off. They're going to reset the signs. Now he's ready. Comes set. Ready with a 1-1. Apple is skied out to left. Coming in and making the play is the left fielder. Fly out to number 7. That's Connor Flaherty out there in left. Sutton is retired. That'll bring up D.J. Porter. A double and a single. Run scored in the second. He's 2-for-2. Porter 2-for-2, he's hit it hard twice. Porter hitting 262, 12 RBI on the campaign. He's also scored 18 times in 26 games. That ball kicks away from the catcher. Zach Taylor out there at second, thought about headed towards third. But you never want to make the final out of the inning at third base. He's going to stay put, let Porter hit. Count is 1-0. Three runs already home here for the 45s in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 5-0. Runners on first and second, two down here. 1-0 pitch is hit hard to left center field. That ball is carrying. And it's going to be caught on the run out there by Flaherty. Another ball absolutely hit on the screws by Porter, but nothing to show for it this time. But the 45s get three as we head to the top of the fifth. It's 5-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
7, 8, 9 hitters due up here for the visiting Sun Devils, the Shasta County Sun Devils. First of two games we'll play against them here this week. So 1-0 pitch is chopped out to second. Big hop out there for Ferguson. He waits for it to come down. It's going to be a 4-3 put out. One out. So Bloom is 1-for-2. He doubled in the second and then grounds out to second there. 4-3 on the put out. That'll bring up Mickey Valdez. He walked his first time up. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. All right, thanks to all our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, making Colt 45s baseball possible here. First pitch here is a fastball that misses 1-0. Pitch is a little bit low, 2-0 now. Fastball up and away, and it's 3-0 now. And a called strike here makes it 3-1 now. That ball is driven deep to right field. That ball is going back, way back, and it's going to be off the wall on a bounce. Heath has it bounce away from him here, and we're going to have a play at third base. No, he's going to stop at second base. It's a strong throw there into the infield, cut off by Taylor. Well, that's going to be a one-out double. And correction, that is not Valdez. The third baseman came out of the game for the new pitcher, Jordan Taylor. So that was Jordan Taylor, who's now come into the game as the pitcher. His first at bat is a double. And that'll be Ryan Guerrero. He grounded out to third his first time. One out, runner in scoring position here at second. Lupton fires first pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Gets a sign from Trueblood. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's in there for a strike. Good one there from Brandon Lupton. One ball, one strike. Taylor playing in at third. Not even with the bag. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one is down low as well with the fastball. Just below the knees, 2-1. Two-one pitch is chopped foul down the first base side. 2-2 now. Top of the lineup and Mitchell Menz, the catcher, on deck. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Already six strikeouts through 4 2/3 here for Lupton, as he's been impressive thus far. That ball is grounded to third. Scooping it up is Jake Taylor. Looks the runner back to second. Textbook play there. 5-3 on the putout. And there's two down for the catcher Menz. Called out on strikes, looking on the first and third innings. He comes up here in an RBI spot with a man on second and two down. 45s lead 5-0 here. And if the 45s throw a score this inning in the top of the fifth, it's what's known as the frozen fifth. This ball's fouled away, 0-1. Every time the Colt 45s throw a score this top of the fifth, it's a dollar off selected ice cream here at Tiger Field for the entire rest of the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch here. Curveball down in the dirt did not offer 1-1. Lupton with 31 strikeouts in 53 innings, so usually about a little more than one strikeout every two innings, but he's already got five here tonight. That one's fouled back to the screen. It's now 1-2. And he's one strike away from giving Menz the trifecta here in his first three at-bats. 1-2 pitch very high with the fastball. Looked like he was possible overthrow there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Runner on second in the top of the fifth here. He deals. And a check swing on a slider down in the dirt. He did not go. And we'll see a full count pitch here. And that one is a little bit outside, and he walked him, so runners on first and second now after the two-out walk. So here's Tating, struck out and grounded out. Grounded out to short his last time in the third, 0 for 2. Batting left-handed here against Lupton. He's the center fielder tonight for the Sun Devils. That one is down in the dirt with a fastball near his back foot, 1-0. And he jams him with a fastball there, low and in, and he turns on it foul down the right field line. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 from Lupton. Up high with a fastball, 2-1 now. That game in Colorado between the Dodgers and the Rockies has gone final. Rockies 12-2. So the NL West lead stays at two games for the Giants. Swing and a miss here on a fastball up around the letters. It's 2-2 now. The Giants lose to the Phillies. Dodgers lose to the Rockies. A's 4-4 in the fifth inning in Anaheim against the Angels. Kendall Graveman, the starter there for Oakland. This ball has popped out of play back towards us in the booth here. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on here. 5-0 ball game in the top of the fifth. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball, our third to last game of the season. If you haven't been down, tomorrow and Friday, your last two chances in 2016. That one misses on the outside corner to very close pitch with the fastball. We'll have another full count. Runners will get a head start here with two down. Payoff pitch is lined down the right field line. Foul off the tarp near the visitor's bullpen. Runners will reset. We'll do it again here. The only other game in action, Red Sox trailing the Mariners in Seattle. That's in the bottom of the sixth. They've got the runner picked off at first. No, he's way off first base, but Sutton not holding him on as the lead runner is out at second, so Lupton just stares him back. Full count pitch is just a bit outside, and he walked in. Bases are loaded now. So consecutive two-out walks with the bases loaded, both very close pitches. Consecutive two-out walks have loaded the bases. And Barrick Baskin going to come out and have a word with Lupton. Lupton loaded the bases in the second and pitched out of it. He's thrown four shutout innings here. 1-2-3 innings in the first, third, and fourth. He had two outs and a runner on second, but consecutive walks have loaded the bases here. Right-hander Jake Angelo down in the bullpen, number 36 out of Haristow State University, getting his warm-up tosses in here. As Lupton, even with the lead here, is throwing a lot of pitches in the fifth, so not sure what his pitch count will be or what his ceiling is tonight here, but I'm sure manager Greg Catteray and pitcher coach Barrick Baskin have a number in mind. So here's Battles, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2, two ground outs, the number 3 hitter and shortstop. Watches one high and inside for a ball, 1-0. That ball is driven to center field. It's going to be playable out there for Anderson, and he is going to make the play. That'll end the inning. So bases are left loaded. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's still 5-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. Bottom of the fifth, Colt 45's leading 5-0. Chandler Anderson's going to lead off. And Santiago Velarde is going to switch from first base to pitcher, so that'll be a right-handed pitcher here against Anderson. Anderson, Modeste, and Trueblood, 6-7-8 hitters here to start the fifth. 45 through a scoreless inning in the top of the fifth, so the frozen fifth means all fans here get a dollar off selected ice cream at the snack bar. Come down and join us at Tiger Field. Only two games left after tonight. Hard to believe. This is already game 43 of 45 on the season. First pitch is a high fastball to Anderson, 1-0. Velarde fires that one's in there for a strike at the belt, 1-1. Wasting no time, the right-hander, who's well over 6 feet tall, fires that's a curveball down low. Big difference in velocity there. That pitch was probably in the 60s. 2-1 now. Anderson chops one out to short. Up with it and throwing him out. And a close play over there as Anderson flashing the speed once again, but it's a bang-bang play. One out, 6-3 on the putout. So here's Modeste, 0 for 1 with a walk. He's also scored a run and driven in a run. Drove in the first run of the ballgame in the second inning. Modeste and then Trueblood. Ferguson, should somebody reach? That's a changeup over the outside corner. Good pitch there from Velarde. 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds. That one's up high. 1-1 now on Modeste. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser for making Colt 45's baseball possible. The 1-1. That one is low and away. 2-1 now. And that one is a strike. 2-2 now on Modeste. Pardon me, 3-1. That one was low. So hitters count here on Max. That one misses, and he walked him. So second walk in as many at-bats for Modeste. And with one out, they've got a runner on first. Trueblood, 1-for-1. RBI single in the second. Walked and scored a run in the fourth. Big hole on the right side with Modeste being held on at first there by Taylor, who has switched from pitcher to first base now. One oh pitch here to Trueblood. Skips away from the catcher. Modeste headed down to second. We're going to have a throw down there, and he is safe. Good hustle there to advance by Modeste. Two oh count now on Trueblood. Modeste out in scoring position with one down. Velarde comes set. The 2-0 pitch. Just a bit inside, perhaps a bit low as well. 3-0 now. That one misses in a 4-pitch walk here to Trueblood. So runners on first and second now with one down. That'll bring up Ferguson. 1-for-1, single and a walk here so far tonight. So Ferguson now comes up here. Infielders, corner infielders in at first and third. A big curveball doesn't quite make it back down. 1-0. A ringing single his first time and a walk his second time. Ferguson's been on base twice in two plate appearances. Here's the 1-0 from Velarde. Line drive to left field. That one's going to get down. That one gets out to the left fielder in a hurry. We're going to have a play at the plate as the cutoff throw comes home. He is out at the plate. Modeste cut down trying to score from second. That ball was smoked by Ferguson. Got on the left fielder on one hop. Cutoff throw to the shortstop, and Modeste is cut down at the plate trying to score. So 2-for-2 now with a walk is Ferguson, but denied the RBI as Modeste is called out on a very close play, tried to slide around the outside of the bag, but the throw just barely beat him. That'll ring up Taylor now with runners on first and second. This one misses inside, 1-0. One out with the runners on first and second for Zach Taylor. An RBI hit by pitches last time with the bases loaded in the fifth. In the fourth, part of that three-run fourth. Called strike with the fastball in the outside corner there. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. 45's leading 5-0, trying to stretch it out. And Taylor watches a curveball in the inside corners. That one drops in there for a strike, 1-2. One and two now on Taylor. Velarde kicks and fires. That was a check swing, a little shot out to third, and Tay's just going to tag the runner, and that'll be the final out of the inning. Not sure why they're going back in. That was the second out of the inning, I believe, but we'll head to the bottom, top of the sixth here, where you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're back here in the top of the seventh. We have Jake Angelo here, number 36, in the pitch. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. Very interesting. Yeah, he plays at Harrisstow University. See what he can bring tonight.
And we're back here at Tiger Field, ready for the top of the sixth. New pitcher here is going to be Jake Angelo. So Brandon Lupton leaves after five shutout innings, in line for the win here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s. Here on KCNR, reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, making Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. Jake Angelo, the right-hander, coming in. Angelo making his 13th appearance on the season. Tied for third on the team. In 20 innings, he's given up 9 earned runs for a 4.05 ERA. 17 strikeouts in 20 innings. First pitch is down low here with the ball. 1-0. I always enjoy watching Jake pitch because everything's got a lot of movement on it. I'm sure he can throw the ball straight if he wants to, but if it moves as well as he does, why not throw the spinner up there? Good slider there, and right on cue, a swing and a miss. 1-1. Angelo facing the 4-5-6 hitters here. Connor Flaherty, left fielder, is going to lead off. He singled and struck out, 1-for-2. Slider there on the outside corner, called a ball. Might have been a little high for the umpire's liking. 2-1 now. appreciate Matty Novelli stepping in for me here at the beginning of the inning. This one's a ball 3-1. Can't always make it to the seventh inning stretch, and when it comes time for a break, hitters count here on 33 balls, one strike. And that one is right in there with the slider. 3-2 now. It'll be Flaherty, Velarde, and Borges. 45's leading 5-0 here against the Sun Devils. They've loaded the bases in the second and the fifth, but unable to get that hit to drive in a run. That one's fouled out of play, and it'll stay 3-2. And that hit him as a curveball gets away from Angelo a little bit there and doesn't quite break back where he wanted it to go. Hits him right in the leg. The leadoff hit by a pitch for Flaherty. And a runner on first for Velarde. Started at first base. He's since moved to the mound through a scoreless bottom of the fifth. Velarde's flown out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander Angelo. Runner on first, nobody out. Sutton holding the runner on over at first there. That's a ground ball to the right side. Sutton's going to dive, and it gets by him as it's in the hole there. Runner's going to hold up at second and not test the arm of Hunter Heath, and wisely so. He fires a rocket into Jay Taylor at third. Always fun when anybody tests the arm of Hunter Heath out there. He's got a couple outfield assists already at third and home this year. So runners on first and second after the no-out single by Velarde. First hit of the night, he's 1 for 3. That'll bring up Borges. Pardon me, that'll bring up Borges' spot. He has since come out of the ballgame as the DH was burned when Taylor came in to pitch. Yeah, first pitch is down low. Jordan Atkins, the pitcher now. The starting pitcher, I should say. Is the hitter, so a lot of moving parts in the scorecard here. As he takes his first at bat here, the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider away on the outside corner. Swung right over the top of it. 2-1. Middle infielders at double play depth. Especially Ferguson over towards second. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Taylor even with the bag at third. 2-1 from Angelo. Swing and a miss. Rather a foul tip into the glove. It's 2-2 now. Angelo nearly a strikeout in innings. 17 strikeouts in 20 innings, pardon me. Against just 11 walks. Here's a 2-2. Just misses outside. Very close pitch. Angelo's got a smile on his face coming down the mound from that one. He was sure he had strike three, a beautiful pitch, but called the ball. 3-2 now. We'll see if they want to start the runners, even though there's nobody out. Payoff pitch. That ball is flied out to center. Anderson's going to settle underneath it. Runner's going to tag from second and now think better of it. So good recovery there by Angelo. Fly out to number 8. First out of the inning here, and that'll bring up Tanner Bloom. 1 for 2. He doubled in the second. His first at bat grounded out to second base in the fifth. Left-handed batter here against the righty Angelo. In the top of the sixth, 45 is leading 5-0. Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's baseball on the radio. Our third to last game of the year. Beautiful slider there to steal strike one on the outside corner. by Angelo. Gets a sign from True Blood, comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Big curveball, doesn't quite make it back down. 1-1 now. Angelo checks the runner at second. 1-1 pitch. And a good one there on the outside corners. He gets it to 1-2. Here's the 1-2 from Jake. And a big curveball that he can't get on top of. That one's high and away. 2-2 now. One out, two men on. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Angelo. That ball has popped out of play. It'll remain 2-2. Just two games still in action here on the West Coast. Angels leading the A's now 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. That's in Anaheim. Mariners over the Red Sox 3-0 up in Seattle. Both the Giants and the Dodgers lost earlier tonight. Here's another 2-2 from Angelo, and he gets a little nubber off the end of the bat there on an emergency hack by Bloom. And we'll see at least one more 2-2 pitch. Fastball up high, and he missed. 3-2. 45's coming into the game tonight. 27-15. Winners last night 7-1 over the Reading Tigers. And tonight, another well-pitched ball game. They gave up just one run last night. Shutout here so far tonight. That one is flied out to left field. Should be playable for Modeste as he takes about two steps to his right. And that's the second out of the inning. Score to fly out to number 7. And there's two down now. That'll bring up Taylor. So Taylor, who came in as a pitcher in the fourth inning, which burned the DH, put Jordan Adkins in the six hole, is 1-for-1 with a double. He comes up here with two out and two on. Trying to get the Sun Devils on the board here. They trail 5-0 to your Reading Colt 45s. First pitch is a slider on the inside corner and a good pitch across the strike zone. 0-1. Angelo varies the break and the velocity on that slider slash curveball. Rarely you'll see the same one twice in a bat. A big slow curveball there is. That first pitch that he got a call strike on was almost a cutter, a very high-velocity slider. This was a big, slow curve on the outside corner, and he's just way out in front of it. Pitch just never got there. It's 0-2. A good two-pitch sequence there by Angelo. Here's the 0-2 pitch now. That's one down in the dirt. Bloom takes that one. It's 1-2. Here's the two-strike pitch now from Jake. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that'll end the inning. Two men stranded. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close. And try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramont, who's on drums, Bruce Kaelin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the sixth here, it's going to be Hunter Heath leading off for your hometown 45s. 2-3-4 hitters. Heath's 0 for 2. He has drawn a walk in three plate appearances. It'll be Heath, Taylor, and Sutton in that order. First pitch is a slider for a ball, a bit high, from Velarde, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. That's Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR. Swinging strike there by Heath. It's 1-1. Velarde winds and fires a very high curveball up in his eyes, 2-1. Brandon Lupton, the starter, went 5 shutout innings. Reliever Jake Angelo threw a scoreless 6th. Those two pitchers have combined to throw 6 shutout innings thus far and 5-0 lead. Swing and a miss there by Heath. 2-2 now. That one is up high. Full count now on Heath to start hitting. Bottom of the 6th here. Meeting at the mound adjourned. We're ready for a full count pitch here from Velarde. Lefty, righty, lefty. Heath, Taylor Sutton. Taylor with a 2-run single his last time in the 4th. Up in his eyes and a leadoff walk here for Heath. Second walk of the game for him in 4 plate appearances. No outs on first now for Jake Taylor. Heath with his 16th walk of the year. Good for 3rd on the team. So here's Jake, 1-for-3 with a 2-run single. Part of that 3-run 4th. First ball is skied out to left center. Coming in and making the play is Flaherty. And there's one out. Scored a fly out to number 7 on one pitch for Taylor. He's 1-for-4. And here's Sutton. One out, runner on first now. .45's 2 in the 2nd, 3 in the 4th. That's been the extent of the offense. So they did threaten with runners on scoring position in the 3rd and the 5th as well. Swing and a miss from Sutton there on a fastball up and away. 0-1. It'll be Sutton, then Porter, barring an inning-ending double play, knock on wood. A 1 pitch here to the 45's first baseman is down low, 1-1. Meeting at the mound now between Menz and this pitcher Velarde. And logistics all taken care of. We're ready for a 1-1 pitch now. One ball, one strike, one out here. Here's the pitch from Velarde to Sean Sutton. And that's a slider low and in. It's 2-1 now. DJ Porter will bat next. Behind him, Chandler Anderson. And that ball is a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. Might have been closer to the shins. It's 2-2. Taylor can't believe it. He feels like he should be up 3-1. I can't argue with him. Just past 9 o'clock here. We're in the bottom of the sixth. 45's leading 5-0. 2-2 on Sutton. That ball is lined to first base. He makes the play. And unable to tag the runner as Heath was caught dead to rights. And they're going to say he's safe at first base as he lost the ball as he tried to tag him. So Sutton is going to be called out on the line drive, and Heath is back somehow. That looked like a tailor-made line drive double play, but as it stands, it'll be one out. So runner on first with two down now. A strange play there. Line out to number three by Sutton. And the first baseman, Jordan Taylor, who came in and pitched an inning, has since moved to first base. Tried to get ahead of himself and tag first base, and then tried to tag the runner. But lost the ball on the way, so Heath safe at first. Two down now, and Porter will hit. He's hit the ball hard three times, double, single, and a line out to the gap in left center. He's been locked in here tonight. Watches one down low. 1-0. Well, already comes set. Here's the 1-0 to DJ. Inside, 2-0 now. Velarde slowing things down now with a runner on base. Here's the 2-0. Another snap throw down to first, and Heath back. Pitches the ball, 3-0 now. Now they're going to say that was a strike, 2-1, I guess. And that's a curveball down low, perhaps a bit outside as well. 3-1 now on DJ. Two outs with a runner on first and the person of Hunter Heath. And a good hitter's count here for the DH tonight, DJ Porter. Velarde deals, swing and a miss, and Porter did not get cheated there. On 3-1, it's a full count now. Heath will get a head start over there at first base with a full count and two strikes. Full count, two outs, I should say. Runner goes, and Porter hits a little flare out shallow center. They were playing him pretty deep, and that ball's going to get down. Running on the play was Heath. He's going to try and come around all the way and score. We're going to have a play at the plate, and no, he's going to score on an RBI double by Porter. He's hit the ball hard all night. Just a flare to center that time, but it gets down. And he gets his first RBI, third hit. So Porter, 3-for-4 on the night. Have a night, DJ Porter. And here's Chandler Anderson, singled and scored in the second. He's 1-for-3. One run homer in the sixth. It's now 6-0 Reading Cool 45s. First pitch is a slider outside, 1-0. under the lights here at Tiger Field. Our third to last game of the season. Come down and join us tomorrow and Friday at 7 o'clock. Or listen right here on KCNR 1460. Anderson chops one foul. It's 1-1 now. One pitch to Anderson, and he takes outside. 2-1 now. Anderson hitting 351 on the season. Here's a 2-1. Up high in his eyes are the fastball. 3-1 now. On deck is Modeste, the left fielder. He's walked twice and had an RBI ground out, 0-for-1 officially. Three-one to Park City, Utah's Chandler Anderson is a ball, and he walked him. So five-pitch walk there. And there's runners on first and second now with two down. So here's Modeste, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Runners on first and second, two down now. Runners not being held on as they get walking leads out there at first and second. First pitch to Modeste. Up high with a fastball. Easy take there as it's up above his shoulders, 1-0. Velarde kicks and fires. That one is low and inside, 2-0 now. Kicks away from the catcher, and both runners are going to advance. As he tried to backhand that one, it squirted behind him about 6 or 8 feet. And both Porter and Anderson alertly move up 90 feet. So the runner's on second and third now. Two balls, no strikes on Modeste. All three Seattle University players here in the lineup tonight. Jake Taylor, Sean Sutton, and Max Modeste. Hitting third, fourth, and seventh, respectively. And that one's up high, 3-0 now. And Modeste, who's walked in each of the fourth and the fifth innings, one pitch away from walking three times in three consecutive innings. Don't see that very often. 3-0 pitch is up and away, and he walked him. Four-pitch walk. Loads the bases for Zach Trueblood. Trueblood and RBI single in the second. He walked and scored in the fourth. Walked and was stranded in the fifth. He's been on base three times, officially 1-for-1 in three plate appearances. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound. Nobody warming out there in the bullpen for the Shasta County Sun Devils. So looks like this will be Velarde's inning, at least for the time being, in the foreseeable future. Trueblood with his ninth RBI earlier in the game. He also scored five times in 18 games, part of that three-headed catching rotation. Last night's player of the game, Ignacio Diaz, with a three-run homer. Got a chance to talk to him after the game, as well as winning pitcher Will Moore. Trueblood helping out his battery mate, Brandon Lupton, here tonight already with an RBI. Looking to add more here. Bases loaded in, two down here, one run already home. First pitch of the at-bat is a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner from Velarde. 0-1. One ball, one strike now. That ball is hit out to the hole in short. Long throw to first, and they got him. Nice play out there at short to get him out of the jam. But one run home here makes it 6-0. We head to the top of the seventh. Reading ahead, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jake Angelo coming out for his second inning of work here. He threw a scoreless 6-0 Reading here in the top of the seventh. Going to be the 9-1 two spots in the lineup. Guerrero, Means, and Tating. Sorry, Mens and Tating. So Angelo getting ready to start the seventh here. So Guerrero is going to lead off here. 0 for 2 with two ground outs. Guerrero's grounded out to third both times in the second and the fifth. First pitch is a slider over the outside corner there from Angelo, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45. As Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer and grab some buds. Our thanks to all our friends out there at Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Make Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. That one dips below the zone, 1-1 now. Been an impressive pitching performance here thus far by the 45s. Brandon Lupton with five shutout innings. Jake Angelo starting his second inning here. That ball is lined out to center field. It's going to get down in front of Anderson. Leadoff single here by the number nine hitter, Guerrero. He's 1-for-3. Here's Mitchell Mens. He walked his last time in the fifth, 0-for-2, officially with two strikeouts and a walk. Runner on first, nobody out here. First pitch is a slider that is a ball, evidently a little bit high for the umpire's taste there. 1-0. That ball is driven deep to left field. That ball is going back. Looking up is Modeste. That ball is out of here. That's a two-run shot to left by Mitchell Mens. And it's 6-2. He got a slider that he was able to turn on, and that one barely clears the left field fence right over the record searchlight sign over there in left. So 6-2 now as Guerrero comes around to score on the two-run homer by Mitchell Mins. And that'll bring up Dominic Tating, center fielder. 0-2, he has been walked once. That one's up and in, 1-0. One-oh pitch here from Angelo. He's outside 2-0 now. Trueblood goes out to have a word with Angelo. And now we're ready to go. Count is 2-0 here. Well, the number two hitter, Tating. He'll be followed by Battles and then Flaherty. Angelo in the stretch comes set. And here's the 2-0 pitch. That's a ground ball to the right side. Foul into the visitor's dugout. 2-1 now. Get you some early Olympic news here. U.S. Women's National Team opened the Olympics with a win over New Zealand. So the women's soccer team already off to a good start here. The games officially start August 5th. Olympics this year in Rio, August 5th through the 21st. We'll be covering all your relevant Americans as well as all the men's national basketball and women's soccer on the NorCal Sports Hour every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR. 3-1 pitch is lined out to center. That's going to get down in the gap, and Anderson's going to take it on two hops. Modest now backing him up. And that's going to be a single on 3-1. So Tating goes the opposite way into the gap in left center, but it's a single. That'll bring up Drew Battles. He's 0-3. He's blown out once, grounded out twice. Angelo would love to roll a ground ball here and possibly get a double play. Battles the beer batter here, 0-3, but has not obliged the fans with a strikeout yet. A dollar off all beers for the remainder of the inning for all fans here when the beer batter strikes out. Slider on the outside corner, 0-1. Good pitch there from Angelo. Here's the 0-1. A curveball very high. Unable to get on top of that one. It's 1-1 now. Of course, excited about the men's basketball headed into the Olympics. In their 5 exhibition games, the U.S. men's team won by an average of 43 points. Shades of the 92 Dream Team margin of victory there. This one's a fastball, maybe a cutter on the outside corner, and it's a quick 1-2. Good pitch there to Drew Battles. It's pitcher's count 1-2, and he's got some options now. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Swing and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt, and that was a good slider there from Angelo. His first strikeout of the inning. Battles is retired. That'll bring up Flaherty. Hit by a pitch his last time. He's 1-2 with a strikeout and a single. So the beer batter strikes out, a dollar off all beers here for the rest of the top half of the inning and the bottom half of the seventh. For all Colt 45s fans, just 2 games left on the season. Come down and join us tomorrow and Friday. We'll have every pitch for you here on KCNR. That's a flare out to left center. It's going to drop down in front of Max Modest. So a single there by number 21, Flaherty. His second hit of the ball game, and there's runners on first and second now as Tating moves up 90 feet. That'll bring up Velarde, the pitcher. He'll bat left-handed here against the righty Angelo. Velarde has given up 1 run in 2 innings here. He can help his own cause here with 1 out, runners on first and second. 45's leading 6-2. First pitch from Angelo is a slider towards his back foot. Ball 1. Here's the 1-0 from Jake, and he's going to fake towards second, no throw. 1-0 count on Velarde. Angelo gets the sign from Trueblood. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is hit hard to first base. Sutton is going to field it himself and take it to first. Three unassisted. That'll be the second out of the inning. Both runners move up. So second and third now with two down. Scored three unassisted for Velarde. And that'll bring up Jordan Adkins, the starter, who took the place of the DH upon being relieved by a position player as Jordan Taylor came in to pitch the fourth and moved over to first base. So the DH, Richie Borges, burned after an 0-for-2 night. Adkins 0-for-1 with a flyout to center. That was in the sixth inning. Pardon me, Akins. I keep calling him Adkins. Big slow curveball there to steal strike one. Good pitch there from Angelo. Oh, 1 to Akins here. Slider a little bit outside. 1-1 now. One pitch forward coming here from Angelo. That ball is fouled out of play. 1-2 now. Two runs home here for the Shasta County Sun Devils as they've gotten on the board here at 6-2. Reading 45 is leading. Jake Angelo trying to strand runners on second and third here. 1-2 pitch forthcoming. And a check swing. Did he go? They peel out to second base. And yes, he did. That'll end the inning. Strikeout of Akins. And Angelo strands the two men out there. It's still 6-2 Reading. We head to the bottom of the seventh here. Seven inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Imagination Playground has come to Turtle Bay. Imagination Playground is a block-based play system that inspires active, creative play for all ages. The big blue blocks will be out in the museum at special times for guests to let their creativity run wild. Plus, make sure to share photos of your inventions with us on Facebook. For more information about when you can create and play with our Imagination Playground building blocks, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax. And let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Noah Ferguson going to lead off for your hometown 45s here in the bottom of the seventh. Now 6-2 as a two-run home run in the top of the seventh has gotten the Shasta County Sun Devils on the board. It'll be the 9-1, two spots in the lineup. Ferguson, Zach Taylor, and Hunter Heath. Swing and a miss there, 0-1.
Okay, down in front.
0-1 count here. On Ferguson. That ball is chopped to third base on the big hop. Long throw across the diamond, and he is retired for the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout. Taylor is the first out of the inning. That'll bring up. Or pardon me, Noah Ferguson for a second. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. Getting ahead of myself here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Swinging and a miss there by Taylor on one down below his knees. 0-1. New pitcher is going to be Connor Flaherty, so he comes out of left field. Moves to pitcher, so fourth pitcher of the night is going to be Flaherty. Right-hander throws one below the zone. It's another swing and a miss there by Taylor. Quick 0-2 here. So Velarde goes two innings, gives up one run. And that one misses one ball, two strikes. It'll be Taylor, then Hancock. J.J. Hancock now out on deck. He'll get an at-bat here, likely for Hunter Heath, the right fielder. That one's down to dirt. Two balls, two strikes now. Connor Flaherty. The pitcher in here in the second, in the seventh, pardon me. That one misses and we go full count. So good job here by Taylor to battle back from 0-2 and force a full count pitch here. Payoff pitch from Flaherty. And that one's down low. He walked him. So good at bat there. For Taylor, he's on base for the second time tonight. So Hancock steps in here for Heath. Heath walked twice, 0 for 2 on the night, also scored a run. First pitch is a ball here, 1-0, pardon me. Hancock last night, 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the two-hole. Speedy Taylor over there at first. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Hancock. Flaherty kicks and fires. That ball is popped up on the infield. Now slicing toward foul territory. It's going to be off the top of the home dugout there. 1-1. Forty-five jumped out to a 6-0 lead with 2 in the second, 3 in the fourth, and another run in the bottom of the sixth, in the top of the second, pardon me, top of the seventh. A 2-run home run by Mitchell Menz, the catcher for the Sun Devils. Gets them off the schneid. It's now 6-2. This one misses down low. It's 2-1 now on Hancock. Jake Taylor on deck. He will hit next. Fastball, and that one's a snap throw down to first. Trying to pick off Taylor, and he's back. Count is 3-1 now. Hancock hitting 292, one home run, 19 RBIs, also scored 21 times in 24 games. Hitters count 3-1. That ball is fouled down the left field line. Out of play. So with one out and a runner on first, there'll be a full count now. We'll see what manager Greg Ketteray wants to do here. Good speed over there at first with Taylor. Good speed at the plate in Hancock as well. Flaherty gets the sign from Menz, comes set. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss down in the dirt. And he got him. Stealing on the play was Taylor. He takes it without a throw. So two down now. And a stolen base for Zach Taylor. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Third stolen base on the season for Zach. Fourth on the team in that category. And here's Jake Taylor. Two-run single in the fourth. He's 1-for-4. That one's up high. Another snap throw down to second. That's about 4 or 5 times here tonight. The catcher's tried to throw behind the runner. With one successful pickoff. Back in the third. The two outs, runner on second now for Jake. And a 1-0 count. Flaherty checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-0. Slider over the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Menz comes out to have a word with his pitcher, and couldn't have been much more than a word, as he's already done. Should Taylor reach, Sutton would be next. The 1-1 from Flaherty. That ball is chopped foul down the third base line. 1-2 now. Two outs, runner on second. 1-2 count now on Jake Taylor. Flaherty kicks and fires. It's a swing and a foul tip. Oh, and it's unable to hold on to it. It was Menz, so Taylor stays alive. Just barely got a piece of that one. Looked like a fastball slightly below the knees. .45 starter Brandon Lupton, the pitcher of record tonight, now selling raffle tickets in the stands. Giving away 2 tickets to a Giants game, I believe. 1-2 pitches, hit hard out to shortstop. Up with it and throwing out Jake Taylor. For the third out, it's a 6-3 put out. So we head to the top of the eighth, still 6-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
Hey, and they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. 6-2 Reading. The final six outs here. They got to score four runs, do the Sun Devils, before they make six outs. Jake Angelo starting his third inning of work. Threw a scoreless six, gave up two runs in the seventh. It'll be the 7-8-9 hitters in the bottom of the lineup here. Facing Angelo, Tanner Bloom, 1-for-3 with a double. He doubled in the second. He's also grounded out and flown out his last two times. First pitch is a curveball down low, 1-0. It'll be Bloom, then Jordan Taylor, then Ray Guerrero, all of whom have one hit on the night. 1-0 pitch from Angelo. There's a slider on the outside. Doesn't quite make it back over the plate. 2-0 now. Gets a sign from Trueblood. The 2-0 pitch is high, I suppose. 3-0. So 3-0 here on Bloom, leading off the top of the eighth. And that's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1 now. Lefty warming up down in the bullpen there, looks like number 35, Andrew Arnold. Here's the 3-1 from Angelo. That's a line drive to right, and it's going to be past a diving Sutton. At first base, leadoff single here for Bloom. 2-for-4 on the night. And here's the left-handed hitting Jordan Taylor. Nobody out, runner on first here. The left-handed hitting Taylor, Guerrero on deck, the number 9 hitter. He's 1-for-3 as well, singled and scored in the 7th. First pitch is a slider in there for a strike, 0-1. In the stretch now, gets the sign, he's ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Angelo. A little chopper down to first base. Sutton backs up, takes it on the big hop. It's going to throw down to second, get the lead runner. Nice play there. 3-6 on the putout. Fielder's choice. Taylor will replace Bloom over there at first. One down now. So Guerrero's grounded out twice. And singled and scored. First run of the ball game in the 7th. Led off the bottom of the 7th, or led off the top of the 7th, I should say, with a single and came around on that 2-run home run by Menz, who's now on deck. Angelo chops one, gets a chopper foul here from Guerrero, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, proud sponsors here at Colt 45's. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some Buds. 0-1 pitch here from Jake. Curveball drops right in Anthony's. Beautiful pitch. 0-2. He's jumped ahead now on the number 9 hitter, Guerrero. Sutton holding the runner on first. Ferguson way over towards the hole on the right side. So they're giving him the middle of the field right now. And a little foul ball off the end of the bat there is a curveball on the outside corner. Just an emergency hack there by Guerrero. It's still 0-2. Just one game still in action, and it's not even technically in action, as the A's and Angels are delayed right now. Angels leading 6-4 in the eighth. That one's fouled off to the side. Count remains 0-2. As Guerrero's fought off two tough pitches here from Angelo on 0-2. Swinging a foul tip off the plate, and it's going to be a foul ball. Big curveball there. Had his shoe tops, and just trying to protect the strike zone there was Guerrero. O-2 pitch. Called strike three, and he knew it. Beautiful paralysis slider there on the outside corner. Guerrero is retired. That'll bring up Mitchell Mins. 1-for-3 tonight, but it was the big one. 2-run homer in the seventh. He's also struck out twice and drawn a walk in 4 plate appearances. 2-for-3 officially, or rather 1-for-3 officially, pardon me. Angelo gets the sign from Tulad. He fires. This one's down in the dirt. Tulad knocks it down, but it's going to be a free 90 feet. For Taylor, as he read that one all the way. So runner on second now with two down. One ball, no strikes here. 45's looking to win their second game in a row here. They beat the Tigers last night 7-1 behind a strong strike by Taft, California native Will Moore. Brandon Lupton going for the win here tonight through 5 shutout innings. He is the pitcher of record at the moment. Ball's down in the dirt, and it kicks past Trueblood, so the runner's going to advance to third now. So two free bases here. Got the runner all the way over to third. And Angelo comes all the way up to the plate to get the ball. Might have said something to the umpire. Not sure the nature of that conversation was, but counts 2-0 here. Two outs and a runner on third. 45's leading 6-2 in the top of the eighth. 2-0 pitch down in the dirt. That one kicks by Trueblood as well. Runner's coming home. Here comes the throw, and he's going to be safe. So the 45's gift him a run there. And it's now 6-3, Redding. Two in the seventh, one in the eighth here, but two outs and nobody on now. As they'll have to score 3 runs before they make 4 outs. Trueblood goes out to have a word with Angelo. Three balls, no strikes here on Mitchell Mins. Catcher and leadoff man for the Shasta County Sun Devils. We'll have one more against the Sun Devils on Friday night, our last game of the year. Redding Tigers tomorrow night. Here's a 3-0 from Angelo. And he missed a little bit high there, so he walked him. Runner on first now with 2 down. That'll bring up Tating. He's drawn a walk and singled in 4 plate appearances. He's 1-for-3. He's also struck out and grounded out. Has played a respectable center field out there defensively. That ball is driven out to center field. Anderson takes a few steps back, and he'll make the play for the final out of the inning. 1-run home here makes it 6-3, 45s. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30.
Reading. Sean Sutton going to lead off here. It's the 4-5-6 hitters for your Reading Colt 45. Sutton, Porter, Anderson in that order. Sutton's 0-for-3, has drawn a walk in four plate appearances. Flaherty coming out for his second inning of work through a scoreless bottom of the seventh after starting the game in left field. There's pitching him out there on the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. And Menz wants to come out and say something to his pitcher. Pitch now from Flaherty to Sutton. That ball's down in the dirt, and he swings and misses. And he's angry with himself for swinging at that one. Takes a walk to catch his breath a little bit there. 0-2 now. DJ Porter on deck. He's 3-for-4 tonight with an RBI, two doubles and a single. And a chance for more here in the eighth. 0-2 pitches outside to Sutton. 1-2 now. Wasting no time, he winds and fires. 1-2 pitches, bounces off the plate. 2-2 now. .45's got to the starting pitcher early here. Just three plus innings for Akins. It's been a bullpen game for the Sun Devils. But the .45's with just one run after the fourth. They lead 6-3 here. The Sun Devils with two in the seventh. One in the eighth to cut the lead 6-3. Sutton fouls that one off, and a good battle here. It's still two and two now. Infield playing him to pull here. At least on the right side, pulled way over. 2-2 pitch. That ball's down there. It will go full. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Distributing and Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home and grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. That's Budweiser. Swing and a miss on a 3-2 fastball up around his shoulders, and that'll be the first out of the inning. So here's Porter. Doubled and scored in the second, singled in the third, flew out in the fourth, RBI double in the sixth. One run scored, one RBI, 3-for-4 for DJ. One out, nobody on. Flaherty winds and fires. First pitch of the bat, a swing and a miss. And DJ, with two doubles and a single, looked like he wanted to add a home run to his total there. Did not get cheated that time, 0-1 as he swings and misses. Flaherty gets the sign from Menz. Here's the 0-1. Foul back out of play. That one a little bit below the knees. He got underneath it and fouled it off to the right. 0-2 now on Porter. O-2 pitch, and that one's down the dirt. He takes the appeal down to first base. He did not go. Porter up to 269 on the season. Also picked up his 13th RBI of the season here tonight. Here's the 1-2 now. Little chopper to the right side, past the pitcher. That one's got some English on it. He's got a dive and throw to first, and a nice play there. Flaherty, as that one was cued off the end of the bat, had some funky spin on the infield. Looked like it was running away from the pitcher there. He goes into a slide and fires it to first base and barely gets Porter. Nice defensive play there. Call it 3-1. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson with two out, nobody on. Anderson is singled, grounded out twice, and walked. 1-for-3 in 4 plate appearances. Singled and scored the second run of the ball game in the second inning. As well as covering quite a bit of ground out there in center here tonight. Been impressed with Anderson's coverage out there as well as his plate discipline. Just 6 strikeouts coming into tonight in 74 at-bats. Fouls that one back and bongs it off one of the posts here. And wakes up everybody behind the plate there. 0-2. Our entire backstop on netting here, but combined with 6 giant posts holding it in place from the third base foul line to the first base foul line, and Anderson found one of those. Here's an 0-2 pitch now. Inside for a ball. 1-2. Should Anderson reach, it'd be Max Modeste next. 1 RBI already on the night for Max. That one's chopped foul as Anderson stays alive on a tough pitch. 1-2. So Flaherty trying to throw another scoreless inning here. Held the 45s in check in the 70s. Got two out, nobody on here. 1-2 pitch. Is fouled off to the right. Not going to be playable over there at first as it's out of play. 1-2 still here. Due up in the top of the ninth for the Shasta County Sun Devils. Going to be the 3-4-5 hitters as they trail by 3. Barring a 2-out rally here by the 45s, it'll be 6-3 going into the top of the ninth. Here's another 1-2 pitch. That ball is smashed out into center field, and that's going to be a single. Nice piece of hitting there by Anderson as he took a pitch on the outside half. Didn't try to do too much, just went right back up the middle with it. So he's 2-for-4 with a walk tonight. Good game for Anderson. And here's Max Modeste. RBI, ground out, a walk, and a run scored. And another walk. He comes up here with a runner on first and 2 down in the bottom of the 8th. Left-hander Arnold continues to warm in the bullpen down there. For the 45s, Jake Angelo has thrown 3 innings, 6th, 7th, and 8th, so looking like it's likely going to be Arnold for the save in the top of the 9th. 0-1 pitch here to Modeste. That one's down in the dirt. Good job there by Menz to keep it in front of him, keep Anderson at first base. 1 ball, 1 strike. Former Enterprise Hornet Zach Trueblood on deck. Catcher's already walked twice and has an RBI single, 1-for-2 in 4 plate appearances. Also scored a run. Good production out of the 8th spot for the 45s here tonight. That's a chopper back to the pitcher. 3-1 on the putout, and Modeste will be the final out of the inning. So no runs, 1 runner left on here. We head to the top of the 9th. Colt 45s leading 6-3. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state.
Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher here for the 45s in the top of the ninth. It's going to be lefty Andrew Arnold out of Sac City College. The 6'4 lefty is a native of Santa Clara, California, making his 17th appearance on the season. That leads the team. All in relief in 25 innings, he's allowed just 7 earned runs for a nice 2.52 ERA, 27 strikeouts in 25 innings. He's second on the team in saves with 2. He'll get a chance for his third one here tonight. And he'll be facing the 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Sun Devils here. Drew Battles, Connor Flaherty, and Hubert, who has come in defensively in left field, so he'll be in the 5 spot for Santiago Velarde, who pitched 2 innings and exited in the 8th. Pardon me, exited in the 7th. J.J. Hancock stays in the game in right field after pinch hitting in the 7th. Otherwise, your defense, just as it began. Arnold's going to face the shortstop, Drew Battles, here. He's 0 for 4 tonight. Grounded out twice, flown out, and struck out. So a lefty versus a righty here. The lefty, Arnold, against Battles. First pitch is a little bit outside, 1-0. Reminder, just 2 games left here on the season. Tomorrow and Friday, our final 2 games here on KCNR at Tiger Field. That one is down low as well, 2-0 now. Yours surely will be bringing you every pitch here on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at the ballpark. Just $5 a ticket, the best $5 you spend all summer long. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch from Arnold, 2-1 now. Arnold not wasting any time. Comes set, gets the chime from Trueblood. The 2-1 pitch is fouled back. 2-2 now. On deck is Flaherty. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles. Also been hit by a pitch and struck out. 2-2 from Arnold. Fouled back out of play into the parking lot over here. In the shadow of the Reading Library. Just a short ways away from City Hall down here in South City Park. 45's trying to win their second game in a row here. They beat the Reading Tigers last night 7-1. We'll have the Tigers again tomorrow night. And then the same Shasta County Sun Devils, our final game of the year on Friday night. All games start at 7:15. Another 2-2. That's a slide if it doesn't quite make it back down. Full count now. And that ball's down in the dirt, bounces off the plate, and Arnold walks the leadoff man here on a full count. Battles goes to first. That'll bring up Flaherty. Started the game in left field. He pitched the 7th and the 8th inning. As 4 pitchers have combined for the Sun Devils to give up 6 runs. But just one of those from the bullpen is the bullpen has gone 5 innings and given up just 1 run here since the 4th. So keeping him in the game here, it's still 6-3. Leadoff man on with a walk. Arnold's going to face the right-handed hitting now pitcher, Connor Flaherty. Started the game in left field. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Trueblood and Cataray had a meeting out at the mound here with Arnold. Meeting concluded. We're ready for baseball here. Top of the ninth, man on first. Nobody out. Arnold kicks and fires. That ball is down in the dirt again. 1-0. Pitch is also down there. That one kicks off of Trueblood. 2-0, so Arnold maybe gripping the ball a little too tight here tonight. Still trying to find the range out there. So Battles moves up to second. His run is meaningless. Tying run still in the on-deck circle. So the defense just kind of ignores him out there at second. He'll get a good size lead. All about the hitter here for Arnold. Two balls, no strikes to Flaherty. The pitch up and away. And it's 3-0 now. Rio pitch here from Arnold is called strike on the inside corner. 3-1 now. And that ball is down in the dirt as well. So he walks him on a 3-1 pitch. His runner's on first and second. And now the tying run comes to the plate. So Blake Hibbert will take his first at bat here. He came in the place of Santiago Velarde, who started the game at first base, later pitched. So number zero, Hibbert, will hit here with runners on first and second. Nobody out here. First pitch is outside by a hair. 1-0. That strike zone feels like it's shrinking here. And a called strike there. Fastball at the knees. Good pitch from Arnold. One ball, one strike now. Middle infielder's playing a double play depth, so second baseman Ferguson, shortstop Zach Taylor. Looking for the ground ball. That one's down in the dirt, and it kicks past Trueblood. Both runners going to advance here. That one's down in the dirt. It's two balls, one strike now. So the double play is taken away there. And two runners in scoring position here. For Hibbert, taking his first at-bat of the game. After coming in as a defensive replacement in the seventh. Two balls, one strike here. Arnold taking his time out there. Gets the sign from Trueblood. Now he's ready. 2-1 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Good pitch there. 2-2. Seth Kanin, the lefty, now gets up in the bullpen there. Two balls, two strikes here in a strikeout situation for Andrew Arnold. Got 27 strikeouts in 25 innings, so not out of the realm of possibility. That's a chopped foul. Barely getting a piece of it there is Hibbert. Still 2-2 here. Cooled off significantly here at Tiger Field as we're just a little past 10 o'clock. 45's ahead 6-3 here, but the Shasta County Sun Devils threatening in the ninth, trying to tie it up. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Arnold struck him out. So Hibbert goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Akins. Don't know why I insist on putting a D in there. So here's Akins, who threw three innings, gave up five runs, then moved over to third base. One out now, runners on second and third. And that one's just a bit low, 1-0. Tying run at the plate here in the top of the ninth. One down. Arnold ready now with a 1-0. That one's down in the dirt. Good job there by Trueblood to knock that one down. He's had his work cut out for him here this inning. It's 2-0. And that one, evidently low as well. 3-0. Very close pitch there. Does not get the call. On deck is the right fielder, Tanner Bloom. 2-for-4 on the night. You don't want to put the tying run on base here. Here's a 3-0. And that one misses a little bit outside, so Arnold throwing his hands up saying, where was that one? He's saying it was outside, so a four-pitch walk, and that's going to load the bases. Greg Catterer is going to come out. We're going to have a pitching change here. Let's take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pitching change here with the bases loaded. In the top of the ninth, it's going to be left-hander Seth Canine out of Corona, California. Seth Canine, the strikeout machine, in for his eighth save of the year here. 16th appearance on the season in 21 1/3 innings. He's got 36 strikeouts. You heard that right. 36 strikeouts in 21 1/3 innings, 1.7 per inning. And a minuscule 1.26 ERA, just 3 earned runs in 15 appearances. 4 runs total, so an almost 3-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, 36-to-13. He's 1-1 on the season with 7 saves. And the fireballing lefty out of Corona, California will try to slam the door shut here on the Shasta County Sun Devils. Our third to last game of the season here as he finishes his warm-up tosses. And he'll be facing left-hander Tanner Bloom. He singled his last time after doubling in the second. He's 2-for-4. He's also grounded out and flown out. So Arnold departs after a third of an inning, recorded a strikeout. But he is responsible for all three runners on the bases here. Seth Canine will face the lefty. Lefty versus lefty here. And we're ready to go. He's toeing the rubber. Comes set. Now he's ready for the first pitch of the at-bat to Bloom. Strike on the outside corner there with a fastball. 0-1. It's a sign from Trueblood. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is fouled back over our heads in the booth here. And a quick 0-2 now from Canine. Strikeout situation here. Bases loaded, one out. 45s lead 6-3. Tying run at first base. Go ahead, run at the plate. A called strike and a foul ball have a quick 0-2 here. Canine gets a sign from Trueblood. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And with the bases loaded, no opportunity to run. And there's two down now. So Canine comes right in and immediately gets the strikeout. No surprise there. And the last hope is going to be Jordan Taylor, the first baseman. Another left-handed hitter here, advantage Canine. Taylor's one for three. He's doubled, struck out, and reached on a fielder's choice, scored one run. First pitch swing and a miss as he blew it right by him. Fastball up at the letters, 0-1. Fans anticipating the victory here. It's 0-1. Swing and a miss. He blew another fastball right by him up at the shoulders there. Good old country hardball here from Seth Canine. It's now 0-2. Gets a sign from Trueblood. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. Canine comes in and strikes out both men that he faces. Gets his eighth save on the year, and the 45s win the game 6-3. A well-played ball game on both sides. Your winning pitcher tonight, Brandon Lupton, five innings of shutout ball. Save goes to Seth Canine. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Keith's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 01945816.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramont, who's on drums, Bruce Kaelin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Your final score tonight, Colt 45's get their second straight win, 6-3 here tonight over the, what are we calling them, the Shasta County Sun Devils. First game of the year against the Sun Devils. We'll play them one more time here. Just two games left on the season, tomorrow night and Friday night. Come out and see us here at the field. 7:15 start time both nights. We'll have every pitch for you here on KCNR 1460. I'm here tonight with my two co-players of the game. First, we're going to talk to our winning pitcher tonight, tying the team lead in wins on the season, his sixth win of the season. It's Brandon Lupton, the Shasta College right-hander. Your line here tonight, five innings pitched, just three hits, six strikeouts. I thought you were a pitch-to-contact guy, man. What's the six strikeouts in five innings here?
You know, I guess things are clicking. Tonight, going through the windup, everything is feeling good, and that's what I came out here to work on. But when I was getting a stretch, I was pushing through. I was not slowing down. I rushing myself a little bit, but it was a nice finding the glove today and getting some K's, because like you said, normally that's not the case, but it was fun out there tonight.
You execute the pitches and you let the chips fall where they may. Six strikeouts here, three hits, three walks, and you mentioned when you were in the stretch there, you weren't quite as comfortable there. You had two bases loaded jams you danced out of there to throw five scoreless. You made the pitches when you had to. Have it seem like it was either a 1-2-3 inning or a jam, but either way, you threw up a goose egg here. Your sixth win on the season here. The offensive distribution here, we've got DJ Porter's our co-player of the game here, but five different guys with RBI here tonight as the 45s win 6-3. It seemed like just about everybody had at least one hit, six different guys score a run tonight. So when you're staked to runs like that, you know you can you got a little room to play with out there. You were staked to a 5-0 lead at the end of the fourth. Makes a little more comfortable to go out there and know that you've got a little room for error.
Right. It's nice to go out there when you guys are getting hits behind you and backing you up. It gets you your pitcher more in rhythm, and they can go out there with more confidence and pitch more effectively. So that definitely happened tonight, and you got to tip your cap to your teammates. You know, you put in work and did a great job tonight.
That's Brandon Lepton, your winning pitcher here tonight in his final start of the year, tying the team lead with 6 wins on the season. He finishes the season 6-2 as a starter here. Might get a relief appearance here. You never know. We might have a wild game here the last couple nights of the season as we've got Thursday and Friday night here at Tiger Field right here on KCNR as well. Make sure you tune in for our final 2 games of the season here. And it's been a lot of fun watching you play here this year. Looking forward to following you next year. We have to get out there and cover some Shasta Knights baseball next spring as well. Typically we do A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all of our high school standouts and 45s during the summer, but might have to extend that out to the Shasta Knights for baseball next spring. Thanks for being on the show here, and great game tonight.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. That's Brandon Lepton, your winning pitcher here tonight. 5 scoreless, picking it up his 6th win of the year. Let's bring in our other co-player of the game here. It's DJ Porter, batting 5th tonight in the DH spot, the designated hitter, and hit you did, 3 for 5, 2 doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. 5 different guys in the lineup here with RBI, 6 different guys score a run. You guys kept the line moving. Just about everybody was on base at least once or twice, and you were right there in the 5 spot with 3 doubles, and it's kind of funny because the first 3 times you're up, double, single, and a line out to the gap out in left center, 3 absolute smashes, and then you come up the next time and hit a little flare and it drops in. So law of averages, baseball gods rewarding you for that smash out to the gap that didn't fall, I guess.
Yeah, it felt good to be on Barrow again tonight. You know, it's been a while since I've been up here talking to you, so I was like, oh, I got to go visit Kyle, so I got to have a good night tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Only 3 games left. You got to get while the getting's good here. 45s again, winners here, 6-3 tonight. Your final line score looks like this. 3 runs on 9 hits for the Sun Devils, 6 runs on 8 hits, so the 45s make the most of their opportunities here tonight. 6 runs on 8 hits for the 45s, 2 runs in the 2nd, 3 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th, and that lead held up. Brandon Lepton, your starting pitcher here tonight, getting the win. Now, you're the DH tonight. We've seen you out at left field most of the time, at first base as well. Where do you feel most comfortable? Obviously, been in left most of the time, but and anywhere you can get at bat, certainly. But is left field kind of where you prefer to be, or do you wherever you can get the at bat?
Honestly, wherever I can get at bats in. Obviously, left field is where I'm most comfortable at, but pretty much anywhere in the outfield or, like you said, anywhere where I'm hitting is where I'm most comfortable.
DJ Porter, 3 for 5 tonight, 2 doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. And I got to ask you, because I know you're a Dodgers fan, what's going on with Puig, man? I mean, he's the most expensive AAA outfielder in the world right now. What's going on?
I'm about as confused as everybody else. I don't understand how he helps us in the minor leagues, but, I mean, I don't.
Well, and you know, it sounded like they were trying to trade him leading up to the deadline here. But you look at his last couple of weeks; he's opsing about 800 the last few weeks, and they go out and they get Reddick, who's a nice player from the A's. But that's yet another left-handed bat in an already left-handed lineup. There, it seems like you would need a right-hander at least there to mix up the lineup or come in against a lefty in a late inning situation. There, I'm confused by that thing there. But of course, the big blow for the Dodgers, Kershaw on the 60-day DL. Until further notice, of course, you made the move for Rich Hill and Reddick, which are my Bay Area brethren, have betrayed the Giants here and helping out the guys in blue down there. We're talking with DJ Porter here, 3 for 5 tonight, but still only 2 games in the West. I mean, the Giants haven't come back from the All-Star break yet the last 2 weeks of the season, so they're letting them hang around here. I mean, it's not like the Dodgers are setting the world on fire, but you know, somebody's got to win that division, I guess. It's looked like a pretty strong division so far this year, but July, not the best month here for either of the teams here, but definitely looking forward to that stretch run here and looking forward to the last 2 games here on the season as well. Thanks for being on the show. Anybody want to say hi to? I know we've had you up here a couple times. You've been able to hit everybody for the most part, but anybody want to say hi to back home?
Yeah, just hi to my parents and my 2 brothers. Miss you guys, and I'll see you guys on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Hard to believe. Game 43 of 45 in the books here. Just 2 more left. Tomorrow and Friday, both at 7:15. Tune in here at KCNR 1460 or all around the world at KCNR1460.com. If you're not in Northern California and you can't come down to the park and join us, if you can, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. Once again, DJ Porter, thanks for being on the show, man. Great game tonight.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's DJ Porter. Once again, your final score here, 6-3, Reading on top. We'll do it again here tomorrow at 7:15. For I want to thank all of our sponsors here, Redding Kia, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and our other sponsor here tonight, which escapes me at the moment. I'll get back to them in 1 second here. I want to thank my engineer, Jared King, as well. For everybody here at the park making Colt 45's baseball possible, I've been Kyle DeFore. Again, we'll see you here tomorrow night at 7:15. Good night, everybody.
Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
The real kickboxing Muay Thai, it's a Thai boxing. You can use everything, the knee, the elbow.
Yeah, you described it. I don't understand.
It's like a cockfight, you know?
Ah, you're talking.
So it's very brutal. But
wait a minute. But Jean-Claude, you're saying we stand up and we just kick. We cannot use our hands?
No, you can use everything. You can grab with your hands. You can knee the guy down, elbow, kick, everything. Low kick below the belt.
Well, that's brutal.
Yeah, you need special people with special muscles to, you know, to handle that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It doesn't seem realistic that anyone could even fight like that.
That's why you're in the radio, you know.
This has been a Brandmeier Classic Rewind.
Yeah, there he is, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I asked him if I was saying his name right.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme. So the other day, he walks out of an interview because it was boring. He did not walk out of our interview.
Those interviews you are giving me on TV right now, they're very boring because the questions are boring.
And, I love it.
I need to answer those questions, so I start to sweat. I don't feel good because they're not very... They are boring, and I knew this. Okay, next question.
All right. How do you say your name again? Is it Jean-Claude Van Damme or is it Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Thank you.
Newsman, bluesman, Buzz Gilman.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I tell you, he's got a movie out, his most recent movie, A Pound of Flesh. Couldn't be better.
I'll bet you right now that if I Google A Pound of Flesh...
Yep.
It'll come out that his move. That was about a 10-year-old movie.
Nope.
A Pound of Flesh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me see what year A Pound of Flesh came out.
I'll say
2015. Buzz wins.
That's right.
Buzz wins.
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What? Wait a minute. Pound of Flesh, Canadian action thriller. Oh, I love that dude's movies. All right, good. Pound of Flesh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Meanwhile, here in America,
yes,
Donald Trump is having a very busy week. So far, he's refused to endorse the Speaker of the House of or Arizona Senator John McCain for the re-election bids. It was especially funny when he refused to endorse Paul Ryan, quoting Paul Ryan and saying, "I'm not quite there yet, I'm not quite there yet," which is what Donald Trump heard from Paul Ryan when asked for his endorsement.
Zinger!
Yep, there you go.
He also
picked a multi-day fight with a Muslim Gold Star family, the father of a soldier who died in combat in service of America.
It was the worst 3 days that I've seen with Trump, all this crazy going on. But the baby thing to me was just riveting when he was talking about there's a baby, he's giving a speech, the baby starts crying.
And you get to hear the turnaround. That's what I like.
That was exactly correct. I'm watching it and I'm thinking, well, this doesn't seem that bad. He goes, "I love the baby." Let's watch the turnaround, ladies and gentlemen, when the real Trump kicks in. Like, wait a minute, I don't like babies.
I have the biggest bank in the world as a tenant of mine in New York. The biggest in the world, a Chinese bank. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. So. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry about it, you know. It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want. Okay. But look, look. China, when they devalue, when China devalues its currency, they take our guts out. And they do it so often. They do it so often. Ripped us absolutely to shreds.
Here comes the turnaround now. He loved the baby a moment ago. The click there was the edit. Here he comes.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Well.
That's all right.
Hold on a minute.
Don't worry. I think you would believe me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay. People don't understand.
People just don't understand.
I love the baby. Didn't love the baby. Tim Kaine called Trump a baby.
I saw that Donald Trump kicked a crying baby out of out of an event earlier today. So as I'm thinking about pre-K, sometimes you wonder who the baby is. Right? Yeah. You wonder who the baby is.
This is just going to get much more entertaining, or very just redundantly boring, or something's going to implode. Well, I just don't know what's going to happen.
There's always a new cast of characters. I mean, the father of the soldier, the Muslim father of the soldier who died, you know, fighting for America, and his wife. I mean, I was so fascinated by that because it seemed like everybody, I mean, the media seized on this. For 3 days, there was nothing but, and this guy, the father is still doing interviews on TV. At any given time, you can turn on CNN, and, you know, within the next hour, you're going to see this guy doing another interview.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
But when you read about it, Donald Trump attacks this, and it sounded like Donald Trump was frothing at the mouth and jumping on the guy. But in fact, when you hear what he said, he didn't attack anybody. He, you know, he did what he does. He introduced the possibility that perhaps the wife wasn't allowed
to
speak.
She could not speak.
But he whispered it. He said, I don't know. Is it possible that she wasn't allowed to speak? I don't know. They write about that. I mean, that was the attack. It drives me nuts that they blow these things up.
That's what's going to happen.
To get Trump.
But now I think he is off the screen, and all you're seeing is that the GOP is furious because he won't endorse Paul Ryan. I don't know, maybe. What's the line again? He used the same line.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet. Hector hears that a lot in bed. Hold on a second. Ralph, what can I do for you, Ralph? I'm not there yet.
Well, you guys, speaking of things getting blown up, the title, A Pound of Flesh, sounds like something that you would have sold out of your shop there, Buzz.
All right. Hello, Teddy.
Hi, John. I remember when you had Piranha Man ask Paul McCartney in an interview what his favorite power tool was.
His power tool, yeah. Yes, that's a good question.
He said, me drill. And he said, that's the best question I've ever been asked by anybody.
There it is. That's right, because we know how to ask the good questions, or at least I know how to tell him to ask the good questions.
Wonderful baby. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. So. I love babies.
The Sandman says maybe he'll take you above.
What a beautiful baby.
Wonderful baby.
Beautiful.
I'll watch while you grow.
Healthy.
If I knew the future.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
There you go. Nobody gets it. Hey. You mean then the Purple Heart Award? Hey, the vet gave him a Purple Heart Award backstage, and then they jumped on that, made it look
but
like.
The Democrats are using the Mr. Khan, Kazir Khan, I believe is his name. He came out and commented. So now he is Donald Trump's critic in residence with the Democrats. Whenever Donald Trump does something, they go to Mr. Khan to give his opinion of how Donald's behaved.
Right.
Seems very strange.
Long road ahead.
And very, it's very successful in that Mr. Khan always gets press.
Yeah, right.
Whatever he says, we'll hear about.
Right.
French President Francois Hollande expressed this weekend extreme revulsion at Donald Trump's excesses of the presidential campaign and warned against the authoritarian tone adopted by the Republican nominee. In the U.S., he says, one of the world's great democracies, maybe the greatest democracy, where democracy was born before the French one, we see some excesses that, says the president of France, are sickening.
Say, so, say, so, say, so, see?
I know. Meanwhile, Do we have time to touch on the Olympics?
Are you kidding me?
The Olympic torch arrived in Rio today. That's right, the opening ceremony.
Without being snuffed out.
Without being snuffed out. It'll be, the event, of course, formally kicked off on Friday, but, you know, all the pieces are now in place. The water, of course, being described by everyone as icky. Icky enough that you should not put your head underwater, says one biomedical expert. The waters, including Guanabara Bay.
That's the quote of the day for the Olympics. Don't put your head underwater. Okay.
The waters are full of viruses and drug-resistant superbugs.
Hey, yeah.
Promises were made when Rio was awarded the Games the waters would be cleaned up. That did not happen. Rio authorities say there's an international acceptable level of bacteria in the water. Most Olympians say they're going to go ahead and compete this week after taking the proper precautions.
Don't put your head underwater.
Seems like the proper precaution would be go home.
Yeah, get out of there. Matt Lauer's running around there in a white jumpsuit, basically. He seems to be having a good time. We did bring up the fact that, oh, by the way, unfit for occupancy was another quote of the day regarding the Rio Olympics. Unfit for occupancy, that's how athletes describe the village. And don't put your head underwater. All good slogans coming out of the Olympics so far. It begins on Friday on NBC. We talked about the bathrooms there, and a guy, a listener, said, hey, you know, he was in Rio last year, and they don't have toilet paper. And
plenty of substitutes for that.
They print out how to use going to the toilet in Brazil for the Olympics. Here's how to use the Brazilian bathrooms. Brazilian bathrooms have something else besides the sink and the toilet. It's a trash bin. And yes, that's where you put the paper after you use it. Some people complain about it and say that besides being weird, this practice is unhygienic because people's dirty paper stay there for a long time instead of being flushed. But it is not that bad, according to Brazil Business. Actually, it is very normal. We put a plastic bag inside the bin. When it gets full, it's changed for a new one and an empty one and a clear one. Brazilians don't throw away their toilet paper in their own toilet, not only because of the trash bins, but also because they are taught that toilets can clog with paper.
They're right.
The sewage system cannot cope with the amount of toilet paper that would go straight to the water if it wasn't for the trash bins inside these bathrooms. But there are still a lot of places in Brazil that don't have proper sewage or decent bathrooms. They do have bidets. They serve for cleaning. They are not substitute for toilet paper. Don't use them just for that. And they're not for drink.
No.
Do you have to list they're not for drinking as well? Do you have to list that? They're not for drinking anymore. Going to the toilet in Brazil? Have fun. Going to the Olympics? Have fun. The torch is there. The games begin Friday, unless they decide to cancel it. And Morgan Freeman is the voice of Visa, doing all the commercials for the Olympics.
Now, I know I'm supposed to promote the Olympics, but let's be honest. It's a disaster.
Right.
Hey, I know. Let's cancel the Olympics. I can't believe nobody's thought about that.
Right.
Are we that desperate to give Bob Costas work?
Yep.
I know there's no such thing as bad publicity, but come on. This is bad publicity.
That's bad. That is bad. And Visa's paying him to do these commercials seems like a...
People are scared to come to Rio.
Okay, hold on.
Why? I mean, it's not like there are monsters over there, like werewolves.
Right.
Or, you know, a water yeti.
Yeah, there's no water yetis over there. Why would people be afraid to go to the Olympics? Just because you have to use toilet paper? You can't have toilet paper?
Morgan Freeman hanging out with
I don't know.
Days.
I got to tell you, whoever directed those Visa commercials better recheck some of the copy because he's getting away with murder up in there.
The Summer Games. They only happen once every 4 years. I like your wife. Having sex.
All right.
My name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold on. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Napa Know How.
Smartphone speakers. They're about as effective as chopping firewood with a butter knife. A rusty, dull butter knife. So pick up a wireless Bluetooth speaker at Napa for just $26.99. With a rechargeable battery, 33-foot range, and rugged waterproof case, it does the one thing your phone is terrible at. Play music. The Napa Bluetooth speaker. Now just $26.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It's fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief, perfect with sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Call Brandmeier.
844-4JB Show.
Don't be babbling like a fool.
This is Johnny B.
All right. What a... Okay. We're back on the air. We've been off the air a couple of days. Technical difficulties, computers blowing up, what have you. We'll be moving into a new studio, so get ready to party there. So our last day would be Friday here. And it just, the timing just couldn't be worse. I don't know how this could possibly have happened, but I'm moving from a home. At the same time, I'm moving from a studio. So they say the studio is down Monday. And then I had a teeth cleaning last week. And I went and I kept thinking I have some residue on my teeth left over from the cleaning. So I went into that dentist on Monday when we weren't on the air. So I said, you got to see me. Could you just take a look at what's going on? Yeah, you cracked a tooth. So now I got a cracked tooth implant. So now I got to go there, move out of my house, go there for what, 3 hours? You know the implant situation. It's like a 3 hour some sort of a surgery. And then I got to go to there. And then of all the days to read the story about the man who sues the dentist for losing an instrument down his throat.
Boy.
I don't want to see this. He did get $675,000 settlement against the dentist. Dropped a dental file down his throat. What?
Nearly 2 years after he nearly died, Janusz Pawlowicz and his wife Barbara are now at the end of a long battle for health and closure. That fight for his life began with a simple root canal. As the dentist wrapped up the procedure, Janusz noticed something wasn't quite right.
And also looking around me, looking on my clothes, on the floor, and she said that she lost the small piece of metal.
You don't want to hear that from the dental assistant. Hey, I'm pretty sure Mr. Pawlowicz or whatever your name is, I think I'm looking for a little piece of metal. It's like a little a dental file. You didn't have to see it, did you? How could I see it? I meant, what? Oh, never mind. We'll find it. Don't worry about it.
What's it taste like?
Yeah, we'll find it. Don't even worry about it.
An instrument used during the root canal, which came loose, going down his throat and into his stomach. 4 days later, the pain began. An X-ray found it in his stomach. It was taken out, but then major complications.
Uh-oh.
He ended up with a small bowel obstruction, which caused him probably more pain than anything else he had to deal with, and this was all a result of that dental instrument being lodged into his stomach.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to be going into that today, thinking about this. This guy got $675,000 for that settlement, and he didn't die.
Some stomach aches are not worth that, though.
That's not what I'm thinking. They're going to ask me at the office. They're going to ask me. They're going to say, hey, did you see that thing? No, and I'm going to swallow it the minute they put it in my system. I'm going to swallow it. How long would it... Wait a minute, though.
4 days.
4 days to get out of my rectum, damn near killed him. All right, so it would take 4 days if I swallowed this thing to get out. 4 days later, he began suffering. An X-ray showed the file in his stomach. Had to get surgery to take it out. Oh, I don't need that. The dentist has been disciplined by the state. And the dentist, by the way, is the Gentle Dental Services in Des Plaines, Illinois. Now,
really?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It's not my dentist. But if it were, I'm sure mistakes happen. Things get left in people all the time.
Yes, they do.
All the time.
Yes, they do.
But how about the lady? And then I heard the story about the lady who had her teeth pulled out, but she went to a dentist at the dentist's home. Okay, no, wait a minute. Hold on.
And my coat.
Yes, that's where victim Erica Martinez says her procedure was performed at her house. Mostly in Spanish, she told us she was short on money, and Mario Sabion Mejia was recommended on Facebook. He came with Tiffany Gonzalez, who said she was Mejia's assistant.
He pulled me 5 teeth.
Very painful.
Yes.
She says they washed the dental equipment in her bathroom.
If you use them on one patient and they're not properly sterilized and decontaminated, you can cross-contaminate multiple patients.
Okay, that's kind of weird because Dr. Weller, my doctor told me that I have to go to his, he's got a trailer, he said, outside decides Chicago and wants me to meet him in the trailer. He says, it's going to be a nice day. Yeah. Why don't we do the procedure in my trailer?
That's nice. You can move the trailers around, too, in different neighborhoods, make it convenient for everybody.
Hit and run. Okay. This is not going to be a good day. It's already been a bad week. And then to top it off, my mother-in-law falls last night and breaks her knee. So it's getting worse.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The White House is denying that a $400 million cash payment to Iran in January represented a ransom payment for five detained Americans. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration was merely settling a number of outstanding disputes with Iran at once.
That included securing the release of five American citizens who'd been unjustly detained in Iran and closing out a long-standing financial dispute in a way that saved the American people potentially billions of dollars.
Genevieve Wood of the Heritage Foundation begs to differ. She tells Salem Radio Network News, Iranian officials say the money was indeed a ransom.
And that the hostages were given only because money was paid to them. So the White House has one line, Iran has another, and perception is reality. So if Iran and other thug nations like them believe that the U.S. is going to give money in exchange for hostages, we're going to see this happen.